Blog Talk Radio. What up, everybody? Welcome y'all to another night, man. Another night, man. Hope everybody out there had a good day today. Stay safe. Stay corona free and all that other good stuff, man. And it's getting that time. February is almost out the way. March is slowly approaching. And we got these races coming up in the kickoff. We got any promoters on here. They got any upcoming events for March, man. Y'all please press the one button. And y'all want to come on here and let everybody know what y'all got going on. That'll be greatly appreciated. And if anybody got any announcements or any other thing going on, yeah, I want to come on and talk about it, then feel free to press the one button and let me know what y'all got. Mr. Rogers, your mic open, sir.
Hey, we got some folks in here. It ain't too early. I'm just asking.
Oh, no, we got some folks in here. What you got?
Oh, well, I got that at Hell in the Dell 8th installment coming up March 12th. Evadale Raceway. We got 58070. Hold up, excuse me, sir. I'm talking and looking. We got 58070, which is $100 entry fee, 1,000 on top for the 580. 70 is $100 entry fee, 700 on top. We got Troy's Hit List, which is 2,500 on top, $200 entry fee, 12 car minimum. And we got the Gangsters on 28, 5,000 to win, $200 entry fee, 8 car minimum. And we got about 5 grudge races. Now, I don't have them in front of me. One of them is Kareem and the La Honda S2000 from Louisiana, they locked in the run. Joy and Tink, Joy got the yellow fiber, and Tink got the little fox body. They locked up to run. Man, I don't have it in front of me. I got 3 others. I just can't think of it as of now. And, oh, Joy running a Pro Charge Challenger, too. It's tweeted, and they call it Challenger Tupac. They locked in the run, too. And I'm working on a turbo, all-turbo little shootout deal. That's going to be – I'm going to announce that real soon. I got majority of them already on deck. I just need one more to wait me hear back from him today. So I'll be posting that pretty soon. But, yeah, we less than 30 days away, man. So, you know, y'all get them cars ready. Come on down, man, have some fun like always. Oh, and I'm sorry. One of the bigger events, I got Alcatraz versus Lil Dog, which is, he's coming out of the Quicknam camp. Royce, what's his last name?
Royce Sterling.
Yeah, him and Alcatraz locked up. That's going to be a big pot there. Big, you know, they're going to run some nice little piece of change with them, those two guys. Two fox bodies that they locked up to run, too. And, I got a few more coming in. Just have to wait.
Yes.
I have to wait to get closer to the date. But, yeah, we got less than 30 days, man. So we got less than 30 days. So, you know, get those cars together, man, and let's come out there and have some fun. Now I got a text that I don't have pep in my voice. I'm sorry. Well, Troy, why don't you come on and help me out, man? You know I'm not good at speaking like this, man. I'm not I'm not a talk show host today, you know. No, my little boy kind of
like
today.
Come on here. He gonna,
yeah, let me come
he
on
here.
Yeah,
he gonna tell you how you need to be sounding.
Yeah, isn't that some? And his race is inside of mine. So, you know, he can come on here and help me out. That's the least he can do, right?
Yeah,
he got
yeah,
old
yeah,
hit list
yeah,
going.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Yeah, he got hit list going. He got hit list going.
They got Hillis going, probably going to grudge too. You know, he's going to be super busy as always. You know, he stay busy. But, yeah.
Going to be on time?
March 12th. Huh?
He going to be on time?
Ah, well, see. Now, that might be a problem. That might be an issue. He's going to be on time. That might be an issue. But, you know, we're not going to hold him again.
Oh, there you go. I think I get him up on here one day. Come on,
Troy. Okay. Hey, everybody. Man, I know my homeboy, K-Dog Rogers, over there sounding like he in a motherfucking hole. But, man, we got Hell at the Dead coming up March the 12th. Man, y'all make sure y'all be there. You know, get that energy up, dog. Shit, man. Make everybody get up out there, man.
Nah, man, I have a little, I don't know if I'm coming down with something or just mother. I don't know, my energy. I've been riding my bike.
He done wasted all his energy riding his bike, folks. Man, I apologize for his shortcoming, man. But, man, y'all get y'all butt in gear, man. Get y'all hot rods ready. Shit, we ain't got much time. Y'all know it's hard to get shit through mail and order, so y'all need to order y'all shit that y'all need to get y'all cars back running tomorrow. And get y'all shit running. Get it tested. Make sure y'all show up. Evendale Raceway, Evendale, Texas, off of FM 105. Y'all be there. Gates open early. We're going to get this show started early. Fast cars running early. Index racing later on in the day, right, Doug? I don't know if you already covered that. Shit, I'm just jumping in late.
No, correct. Go ahead. You're doing good. Correct.
So,
we're going to get the fast cars out the way.
Y'all get there on time for all the shootouts, the fast shootouts. Detroit's hit list, we can't be holding it like we did last year. We hold it for a couple people that were running late. Y'all just make sure y'all get there early so we can get the shootout started and keep everybody happy with the faster cars and keep the temperature in the track. For the Gangsta on 28, make sure y'all there early. Detroit's hit list will probably be running first on, dog, because it's off the trailer. So we give y'all guys time that do want to do something else for the rest of the day. If y'all don't make it past first round, y'all more than welcome to go grudge race, test or whatever. But Troy's hit list is off the trailer. So if we catch you making a pass or making a straight before the shootout, you automatically disqualified. So make sure y'all be there early and be ready to go, suited and booted. And we see y'all on the 12th.
And if you're looking for a grudge race or somebody to match up with, give me a call and, you know, I can see if I can help you out getting your race coming, but. You know, there's a few people looking for action. It's just, you know, maybe I can match you up. If somebody you think you want to look at, let me know. I can probably get it done. And, you know, we'll have no problem with no DP and all that other stuff. We'll get you fixed up.
Yes, sir. What's happening, JP? Okay. Sorry, speak to the show, man. I just came in.
Man, good job, man. You came on in and did what you had to do because I don't know what to say about our homeboy over here, man. You know, I was going to say the same thing, but, you know, I just let him go through his spiel, Troy. I be needing him to act like he didn't drink a Red Bull or something, you know.
Or something,
like he's
man.
Full of life.
He come
you know?
On here, act like he done drunk a fifth of Hen or something, man. He laid back,
I ain't going to talk about you back because he's still on the show.
I got him a bike, man, and I hit him a nightclub.
Man.
I'm going to be all right. But, yeah, I appreciate it, man. You know, you guys helped me out, man. I appreciate it, man. And you know, it's much appreciated, that's all I can say. But, I mean, I'm on here and I'm ready for whatever, and we're going with it.
Yes, sir. 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 Man, anybody else, man, got any upcoming event, any announcement, anything y'all want to make, man, y'all? Come on with it, y'all. Come on with it, man. If you haven't, and y'all go to the Texas Grudge Committee page, man, and get on there. Y'all can stay up to date with all my grudge races and people that want to be nominated for the different awards, the different accolades that's gonna be handed out. I will be posting some categories and some more rules and stuff real soon, man. So y'all just kind of keep an eye out on it. And like I said, if y'all want to be recognized, man, y'all go on there, submit y'all races on the page so that those that's on the committee can look on the page and put you down in the books for your win-loss record and all other good stuff for the end of the year. Let me see here. But, man, I don't know, man. Let me see. Got anybody else got anything? Let's see. Hold on. Let me find something, man. Somebody told me that they had a topic. Well, they had something on Hood to Hood that Corn posted that they felt like would be a good topic. So
the topic was, was if a car/owner, I'm just going off of memory, if that's the one you're talking about.
Hold on, I got it right here. Okay, the question is, in racing, if you own a car or program, or if you own a car or program, but don't drive it, who wins or loses the races? The driver, owner, or both?
Okay. I say both. If you're asking me, I'm with me. I say both. And reason being, if you got a camp, why not? You know, you win as a camp, you lose as a camp. Why separate yourself? That doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's only good to have a camp when it's winning. And that's BS. That's nonsense.
Mm-hmm. But no, you're right, though. They do. You win and lose together. But the people that be talking about the cause, that be talking, you know, the Facebook people or the society or whatever, sometimes just get that L to the driver because the owner is not that well known or not known at all. That's what I was trying to tell Corn when I would say most of the time it's the driver take the L because that's not what we agree with, you know, because we feel like we all take a loss at the same time or win at the same time. But just like, say, for instance, with prime example, when Rosé never had that Malibu. You know what I'm saying? Rosé took the L because he was always out in the, you know, on Facebook with the net. Corn didn't take it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, it ain't what we put, it's what the people put on it kind of like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes
kind of
sense.
Kind of like the same thing with Silver Dollar. A lot of people don't know the owner.
Yeah, a lot of people don't
know
who owns the car.
When you say Silver Dollar, it's basically Corn is the face of the car. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They can say Naked Man because as soon as the Silver Dollar win, what did they get Naked out there? The owner.
Right.
What's his name?
Nuke.
He gets naked off the muscle.
But they don't affiliate him with the car. You know what I'm saying? They always shoot Corn at the car, or whatever. But I ain't gonna lie.
A lot of these cars, we don't actually know the owners. A lot of these cars, if you don't know the people, know them personally, you don't know who them cars for.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't take his L away from him because you don't know he's a car owner. That doesn't take his win from him because you don't know he's a car owner because, you know, like you said, a team is a team. But like you said, on the outside looking in, you can't give a man credit if you don't know. You know, he's a part of the camp or he's his car. But, I mean, in reality, everybody should get the props. If they're able to,
correct.
And some people don't like to be on the
What about your high drivers that might just say he might just drive a bunch of different cars? Does he still get the law?
I'm going to have to get you to ask somebody else. I get you to ask somebody else that because of this here. If somebody's driving for me or driving my car, he's you know I only had. Answers with this one time. Troy drove my car because, you know, I stopped driving. But that was my friend first. So I don't consider him a high driver. I consider him a camp member and a friend that drives, you know, a badass driver. Now, when he couldn't drive, we had Lil Kenny in the car, and we took a L with Lil Kenny driving, right? But, I mean, I don't think, and I'm going to be straight up, I don't think McKinnon took the L as hard as the Cap did, because he was just filling in, doing us a favor, so to speak.
He didn't
and
take
he
the
wasn't
L with him.
Right.
Right. So,
yeah,
so
he,
basically,
I mean, he
what
took
Kevin,
the L, but go ahead, go ahead, Trey.
He didn't take it. He didn't take it like to heart. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm a driver, but I'm not a driver. You know what I'm saying? I bet with it. I bet with the camp. I ride with the camp. You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm not driving, I still bet. You know, I feel like a high driver is a motherfucker. Just, okay, you tell me what the race is, I'm going to get in there and do what I got to do. Me, I'm all in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, I'm,
yeah.
I'm
but,
in the pot.
But okay.
I'm in this.
But,
I'm in
Troy, but Troy, a person that's like that, though, like a person that is a high driver, how do you
–
I
don't think you take
– how does the question – so I'm just saying, I'm just using an example. Just say a person like a
I don't think
a
high
driver
would take an L like the camp. I don't think he'd take an L like the camp.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
A high driver to me, JP, I don't know what that noise is, but the high driver, like, to me, JP is like a jockey for a horse, okay? When the horse wins, you get paid. Horse don't win, you don't get paid. You don't lose no money.
Yeah.
So you can't possibly take the L like we take it, because you didn't lose a damn dime. You just get your racing suit, put it in your pickup truck, and you're going on back home. It doesn't affect you. You know what I'm saying? It don't affect you like it affects us. When we lose,
hey,
that's
ain't
our
happen.
Pride, our money.
Anything happen, you see your shit burn out.
That's it. See, we be sitting there at the track loading that motherfucker up, licking our wounds and shit like, God damn, what just happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, how the hell we let that happen? A high driver shit, he already gone. He ain't even helping you loading the car. There ain't no disrespect to no high drivers out there. I'm not. Don't take it as any high drivers out there getting mad. Don't take it as a shot to you. I'm just saying that's just what it is. That's you just getting paid to do your job.
But the key word in that sentence, Troy, is hired. So he's doing the job.
Yeah.
I drove your car. Whether I lost, I mean, if you red lit, okay, or if I didn't lift in time, or okay, you can put it on me. But and actually, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You hired me to do drive your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Whether you red light or not, you entrusting him to drive your car for a race. So if he red light, or if he staying it too long, or cross the center lane or something, that's what you're hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of you can't go too far.
I don't think a high driver do take a hill.
I was just thinking, you know, like Triggerman, he's a hired driver, right?
Yeah.
But so when he loses, I mean, most of the time you don't hear the driver losing. I mean, the owner losing is Triggerman.
But he made every
right?
car he drives is like he put it in the cap. He put them like TMR. So every car he drives, he damn near make it personal. You know what I'm saying? Like they're all in his cap, so to speak. But I don't know. Do we know anybody that just, hey man, come to the track, put your suit on, drive the car, and go home? Probably nephew, huh? Over there, I don't know nobody.
Nephew, but I don't know nobody locally.
Nephew, one of those people.
Yeah.
Nah. The only one I ever seen like that was that dude, Stephen Barnett. I mean, Stephen, you know, when he drove Themo's car, you know, that was a hired driver. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Flacco, a hired driver. Shit, he be driving a turbo truck.
But he don't really hire a driver like Grudge Race hire a driver. He just hire a driver like to shake the truck down or car down.
But then Flacco won't get in a bunch of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But like if you take little Kenny for instance, those guys they don't bother them to red light or I mean it may bother them but. Not, it seems like it doesn't bother them as much as a Grudge Racer. You know what I mean? Like class racers, they kind of like, you know, it just is what it is. You know what I mean? But
they're
Grudge
Racer used to losing, so to speak.
Yeah. Not on that. I mean, they don't take the ridicule as much as a Grudge Race driver does. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We take it more personal because. Man, you're going to hear all the shit on the internet. You're going to hear it from your teammates. I mean, you going to hear it from everybody in Grudge Racing. You see what I'm saying? Class racing, you red light. You just get on the trailer and nobody say nothing, no nothing. So to them, it ain't that big of a deal. For us, I mean, you know somebody's going to ride your ass for at least a week or two.
Oh,
yeah.
And plus,
it's one shot, one kill, though, too.
Ain't no redo,
right.
No grudge.
Hey, Richard,
one shot, one kill.
Hey, when you right, when the class race is red light, they all be going after the tree. I'm like, what? That, no, hell no. Your ass get fired for some shit like that. Oh, no, he was going after the tree. Oh, okay. Oh, like, okay.
You know, and the bad thing is grudge racing, if you're going after the tree and you're red light, they're going to say, oh, that motherfucker was scared shitless. You know, so he red.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he knew
he had the red light to get me. He knew he had to lead the tree.
You know, people don't understand. Grudge racing is a whole different ball game than class racing, a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
You know.
Wiz, your mic open. Guy.
And you know, I don't know. Like you, I used to watch that dude Stephen Driver, whatever his name was, the driver for Themo. But you know, that dude had a bad habit of red light when there was a lot of money involved. So I mean, pressure's pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To me, a grudge racer drives better under pressure than a lot of class racers. You know, because they don't race their own money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Big difference when you're racing for your own money.
That's what I told Kevin a long time ago. So, man, I like that pressure shit. He's like, man. Nah, blah, blah, blah. We got it. Nah, I like it. It's just, it takes me as a driver to a different level to where I don't think about all the shit that could go wrong. So when I have that added pressure, all that other shit go out of my mind. I'm not thinking about red light. I'm just thinking about trying to get this W, you know. Prime example, we were in Georgia. What was it? Where did we go? Shit.
Alabama.
Remember where we went? Alabama. They on my ass, JP. When I tell you, boy, they going to fire my ass. I promise I was going to get fired in Alabama. I get that late. Yeah, I was already fired for a high. I get that late.
They had a whole stand down me about you.
I get that late, whatever, because I had my whole family. So, you know, family got to stop here. They want to eat here, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't driving by myself, so I get that late, right? So I go to make a shakedown. It started raining. So everybody looking at me like, motherfucker, we didn't even make a test here. We got to go off the trailer tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, man, it'll be okay. You ain't never been to this track. I said, man, every track's the same shit. It'll be all right. You know, shit, we good. Nobody didn't want to hear that shit. Everybody's looking at me crazy in the motherfucker. I'm like, my bad. But I like that kind of shit. And K-Dog called me a procrastinator, which I am. I ain't going to lie. I procrastinate like a motherfucker. But that's who I am. And it's like you say, it's like Richard say, that added pressure. A grudge race and a class race, the pressure is different. You know, some can take it, some can't. I ain't saying I can take all pressure, but I do like working under pressure. I just like driving under pressure. I'm always up. Am I the best at it? No,
Joel,
but shit, I just like it.
Joel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm listening.
Michael, brother.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, all right. After the accident, I'm glad to see you wreck your truck.
Yeah, I'm working on it right now.
No, okay.
Yeah, I appreciate your asking.
Yes, sir. His feelings more hurt than anything, bro. That's
Nah, my pockets don't hurt
anything. That's his bread when it's shit.
346-8784, your mic open.
Hey, what's going on, Grudge World? Appreciate you opening my mic, man. It's Street Sweeper.
Hey, what's up, Street Sweeper? Long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah, Timbo. Yeah, I wanted to elaborate on that question. From a fan perspective, you know, we would consider, you know, the car, you know, not because majority of the time, especially, you know, when we're on the front line, you know, gambling and stuff, the majority of fans don't know the back side of the story or who's the owner of the car and stuff like that. So, or who's driving it, who's going to be the hired gun. So majority of the time, you know, We know the car or whatever the car is called. You understand what I'm saying? So we'll say, Trevor Troy car. I forgot the name of your other car.
Slingshot.
You see what I'm saying? We'll say, okay, well, Slingshot then lost the race all weekend. you know, and instead of saying Trouble Troy, the ones who don't know Trouble Troy is the driver. Okay, versus when he used to drive for Ben Laden. Ben Laden lost that race, not Trouble Troy. You see what I'm saying? So fans, majority of the fans are going to know the car, other than, okay, the hired gun. You know, especially when Skinny Man used to be a hired gun. Motherfuckers didn't say Skinny Man lost that race or fucked off all the money. Well, majority of the time Skinny Man did fuck off the money, but the name of the car, that's what we're going to go by. You know what I'm saying?
When he went red, when he went red, everybody said Skinny Man.
I'm saying the fans didn't say Skinny Man. They said, you know, the car, the name of the car. That's all I'm saying. That's my, you know, my view on it. You know, majority of the time we're going to say the name of the car or something like that because we ain't going to know the backstory. A lot of them don't know the backstory.
Who owned it. Right, right.
And the twins, you know, we used to say all the time, okay, who driving that now today? The twins driving it? Twins driving it? Okay, well, see, I'm going to put this here on it. With the twins in the car, other than the car name. You see what I'm saying? That's because I know the backside of the story. But majority of the time, the fans are going to stick with the name of the car. So I'm going back on me, man.
So you got perspective and you got a camp perspective, dog. But like in the camp's perspective, you know, we win and lose together, which that's what a team do or whatever. But like Street Seekers Lake, what I was trying to say earlier, the fans don't know, so they gonna go whatever they know with, you know, and it's gonna kind of stick, you know. Like Big Jake had said, well, every car I'm affiliated with, I get put on that car, or whatever. It's the same way with K-Dog. K-Dog still get affiliated with Scrappy. That ain't K-Dog car, but he still – no bullshit. When Scrappy take a L, K-Dog took a L. That car still affiliated with him. You know, so it's just kind of like whatever the fans know or whatever the people know. Am I right or wrong, dog? You still take L's with Scrappy?
Yeah.
So, I take L with Lil' Larry, too. With all of them.
Yeah, he take L with Lil' Larry.
Let me add something on top of that. JP, is there a reason the question was asked besides just for discussion?
Well, it was just posted on Hood to Hood, and it was a kind of good question, and figured it would turn into a decent topic
discussion.
Discussion, yeah.
It did. Now, let me add on top of that they might have been wondering, like Troy said, like the rest of them said, like Richard said, when you go to put the wins and losses and stuff for your goods race and stuff, they all going to be judged separately. You know, you got your car, you got a driver, and then you're going to have camps. That's all going to be separate. It should be.
Right, which it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody has their separate accolades for it. We, you know, as a driver, as a car owner, as a car or as a camp, you know, so to speak, you know.
Yeah,
but they
I
all
kind of
come
that.
Hand in hand. You know, if you got a camp that's kicking ass with one car and you got one driver, it kind of go hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like redundant, you know. It's all going to fall in his own place.
Yeah, and I just added that in case somebody was wondering how it was going to be judged.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely was, you know, like I say, it just turn it to a good discussion. Like I say, who takes the win? I mean, who takes the win or the loss? You know, like.
Yes, sir.
Because like Troy say, shit, if you're a high goddamn driver, once you go down the track, you're going to grab your shit and get out the way until it's time to go drive again. You ain't finna turn no wrenches or nothing, probably. Let's see here. Yeah.
If you was on the show last night, go ahead and open it up.
214-1299.
The
mic open.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Nah, I was. Did E. I was about to chime in, but you know, every time I'm on hold, everybody beat me to it. But like I say, just to piggyback on the other fellas, I think it's kind of case by case too, like depending on the person. So you know, just like Mr. Troy was saying, that how K Dog still affiliated with a certain. I mean, you know, he still kind of get. I ain't gonna say blame, but you know, like they still affiliate him with a certain car. And I think it's kind of, it almost just depends on the person in the car, because I just use like Rosé, for example. You know, he got rid of that car and sold it. But, you know, so many people want him and want to race him. It's kind of like he's still tied to that car. And then, to a certain extent, he kind of lawyer for a lot of people. So it's like he gets drug into a lot of stuff, which... You know, I guess you could say he kind of bring it on himself or however you want to call that, being a lawyer for it. But I think a lot of it just kind of deals with the individual. Because, you know, for example, I mean, if you kind of compare apples to apples, it's kind of like Jake and his crew. You know, Jacob speaks for, I call it the mailbox. We named it mailbox. I think they called it something else. But the Mustang, you know, he lawyer and speak for a lot of cars. But, so to speak, people don't really have it out for him as they do Rosé, for, you know. So I think it kind of just depends, you know, on the camp and how the camp is liked and how the car liked and respected and, you know, different things. But like even myself, you know, I got a lot of partners that have cars and I can howl off and say certain stuff. And even I think, as a matter of fact, I think me and Joel and all of us were kind of talking about it. Everybody fell asleep on us last week. Like certain people can.
They took a nap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
including the host.
Nap.
I think JP got up out of there on the too, but yeah, I think a lot of it just depends on. It's almost individual, you know, like just a person, a certain car, you know, how a person kind of carry themselves. Not in a bad way, you know. Some people draw more attention than the others, on purposely and unintentionally. So, just kind of to piggyback on what everybody else like. I think it more or less just kind of depends on the actual person in the camp, you know, that you kind of speak in their hand.
Yeah. I got a bunch of background noise. Whoever ain't talking, mute y'all.
No, I'm
going to
mute.
TV playing in the background. Okay. 832-9202. Your mic open.
You already know who it is. I ain't going to get on this phone and be loud today. I'm going to listen till I find the right person come to this phone. You got your Cash App with you?
I got my Cash App with me.
Yeah.
Put them in the boom boom room.
No. I ain't gonna say another word. Take you on this phone. Hey, care, I'm gonna Cash App you a grand. I go on with the show. You better not get on this phone. You know who he is. You say when on the show to tell me. I'm gonna see. Yeah. I got this Nova ready for his ass too. But that's all I'm gonna say. I'm on the phone with this. I ain't gonna be. There's no need for me to be loud. Just have your Cash App ready. Yeah, go on talk
Damn.
About the topic. You're going to see my high driver in a minute. Yeah, you got the right idea. High driver. I'm going to show you my high. You know him real well. But go on with the show, bro. I'm just on the show listening, bro. He better not get on his phone. Yeah. Go on with the show. Yeah, you ain't going to make a big old comedy out this tonight. We're going to make this a Cash App deal.
Joe, you got something to say about the topic? Kind of quiet over there.
Let me finish. Give me about 20 minutes. I'm talking about it when I finish this on my truck.
All right, I'm putting the back on mute. You got a bunch of background noise. Press the one button.
Who Rambo talking about, Jimmy? We need to know that for you.
Rambo, put a name on it.
I ain't gonna put no names. Give him about 20 more minutes, 30 minutes. If you don't come on, I'm gonna break him out.
Dre, your mic open, Dre. Dre, your mic over.
Hey, man. Hey, man, get control of the show. That's all I wanted to say. Man talking about a hide gun and all that shit. Hey, man.
Somebody at the goddamn club.
Right.
Somebody, nah, that's me. That's a high today. Don't disrespect me like that, K-Dawg. Don't do that, man. That's unmanlike.
Nah, I thought you was at work, so you do work at a club, right?
Sure, I do. That's not everything.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Goddamn Rambo.
Hey, Curly, Troy. What's Curly, Curly, man? Hey, Troy. Hey, JP. JP.
Yeah.
Hey, John Pierre.
Hey, Alondra, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, man. Hey, man, I was talking to one of my old boys down there in Austin the other day, and he say that old Gold Nova looking for Troy again, man. Is there any rematch taking it out?
Damn. Hold on, Dre. I'm gonna find the background noise, man. Mute y'all, Mike, please.
Hey, you hitting me for nothing.
Hold on, I'm gonna find.
Hey, dude.
Call them IP when you find them, too. Call their butt out.
Why can't you mute my damn phone?
Somebody got a bunch of goddamn drunk background noise with a TV. I got a bunch of background noise with a fucking TV playing.
How many mics you got open?
That ain't me, homeboy.
Yeah. I don't know. Whoever it is, they didn't got down.
To be honest, I'm out there.
Stuff, shit.
I'm out here with my damn horses. How in the fuck I'm going to have TV Noah?
I mean, say it was you, Dre. I'm trying to find it, but I don't know. So who it was. Thank y'all for muting it. So what you were saying, Andre? What's up? You were saying something, man. My bad.
I was saying that old Gold Nova looking for Troy out of Austin again. I was trying to see if it's gonna be in a rematch on that one. Man say he ready for Troy.
Man, that's fake news, I think, Dre.
Nah, ain't no fake news. How the hell is fake?
You looking for him?
I'm not. I said it's a Gold Nova looking for Troy.
I know. Out of Austin, I said that sound like, I said that's fake news.
No.
I heard that Gold Nova ain't want none of Troy. Every time Troy done called looking for him, they say he be under the house. He got a water leak, trying to fix the pipe. And
oh, I ain't hear that.
Somebody knocked his mailbox down, and he got to dig another hole and put another mailbox up.
Well, that probably was in 2021. It's 2022. I believe the man ready.
2022 now?
Yeah.
Think you ready, man, or you know you ready?
I know you ready. Shit, is Troy ready? That's what I need to know. Is Troy ready?
No, Troy, I'm here. I don't think Troy to hold up, though.
Well, I mean, you know, all he got to do is say he wants the man and shit. I believe man allowed to come accommodate him.
Your mic open.
Hey, what up,
JJ? 713-7887. What's up?
I'm just listening. What's up?
What's on your mind?
Nobody else got no comments about that topic? It's been quiet.
What's the topic, man?
Everybody got quiet.
I take a shot at it.
The topic was... God damn it, hold on.
The quiet motherfuckers
was.
Won't go? Is that the topic?
No.
Huh?
Man, what I miss?
Jay was asking for you.
What did he say?
Hold on.
Somebody
the topic was...
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dre say... My gold Nova out of Austin looking for you. They ready for a rematch to come.
No,
I told him I thought there was fake news. And he didn't fell off.
Yeah, so Dre got something to do with that gold Nova now. Anyway, what was Kevin at when this happened?
Well, he probably right there listening and probably wouldn't respond.
I was here, sir, but he asked for you. I was here, sir. That's for you, sir. I'm just a lawyer, sir. I'm just a lawyer.
Lawyer supposed to step up and hey,
but
whatever.
You,
what was your? I don't talk to that dude like that about.
Okay,
racism.
I got him. I got him. Come back on. I got him. Okay, I'm back on mute.
I'm sorry, JP.
In racing, if you own a car. A program, but don't drive it. Who wins or loses the races? The driver, the owner, or both?
man, I think owner, because the owner owns the car, right?
Ooh.
I mean,
muted
the owner owns
muted
the,
mic.
The program.
Mute his damn mic right now.
He's one of those guys.
Look, he a driver, and he loses the race, he's going to put it on the NMA lap. Everybody supposed to
in other words, if you driving, drive a green car,
hey,
you
Nick,
fucked up.
Lost,
he ain't taking the loss.
Nick,
yeah, Kareem taking
the
L, baby.
When you lost in Dallas in Kareem's car, who do they say lost? Didn't they say Nick lost in his car?
Yeah. Y'all got a point.
I'm fired his motherfucking ass. I hope Kareem listen to this shit.
Kareem
listening.
Hey, Kareem can't fire that man because he's the only one that can make it go half-ass fast. He can't fire him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Man, you can't fire me because I was never hired. You gotta hire somebody to fire him, you know.
I feel it. How you feel that? You fired me. Shit.
I fired you?
Nah. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I didn't think you were going to catch me out talking.
Hey, Troy, you hired and fired the same night in Alabama.
See, hey, it's all right. I ain't never lost my job, though. So, shit, I'm good.
Your head was under the guillotine. They were finna cut the goddamn rope as soon as you pulled up.
See,
I
held
out as long as I could. Telling the truth.
he held me out. I ain't lying. They tried to stick on the motherfucker. Hey, they down held it down for me. Goddamn it! That's the only reason I still was in that motherfucker. And when I got there, she said, "Where you been?"
Hey, JP. It's hard to find good friends, man. You heard Nick. The owner lost, man. Jesus Christ.
I stand corrected.
Man, I thought he was my partner.
They act like he don't know.
Well, hey, that Corinne, that hurt me well over here, man. That hurt me well over here.
And for Richard ass, hurry up, uh-oh, come out, man. We're gonna fix all this shit.
Cold blue, on the play.
Old days.
Just make sure that swing bar don't hit you in the ass when you're getting in. That's all I got to say. That swing bar don't hit you in the ass.
Damn. Ain't that a bitch?
I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna climb over at that time. Don't worry about it. It'll be it.
Kareem ain't. Hey, you gonna have Kareem not using this swing ball when he get in the car?
JP, I'm gonna climb in over the roof and then put the T top on, just cause he said. I'm gonna climb through the roof now.
I'm gonna ask all of y'all now. So if Kareem Carr gets in the beans with Richard in a grudge race, is that going to be considered a grudge race just because they're buddies? Or are y'all going to, I mean, people going to, you know, just brush it off?
If ain't no
skin on top, is y'all putting some skin in the game?
If they don't.
Or y'all just doing it for doing it?
That's what I'm saying.
Skin in the game.
No, it's going to be for money, K-Dog.
Oh,
well,
it's
going to be for money.
That's a grudge race.
You're down about your damn friend.
Ain't nobody racing free.
No. That's a grudge race.
I understand that.
That
but
is,
if that race does
well,
get off.
Why are you saying
if it win, it does get off. That's what I'm asking.
It's going to be a grudge
race.
They got skin in the game.
It's
going to
be a grudge
race.
Well, I promise you it's going to be a grudge race. I'm going to fuck that motherfucker up.
Uh-oh.
And he ain't going to do nothing but spin.
Hey, I'm going to fuck him up because he cost me $3,000 for a converter because he burnt my shit up.
Damn.
Hey, that's your dumb ass, not mine. Shit. I don't have to go in like that. Shit.
Hey, Nick could push his ass in the beam fast enough.
Mm-hmm. When staging the whole car goes wrong.
You too, Troy? Come on. Yeah, Troy.
I'm just saying I just staging. I ain't got nothing to do with this shit. I'm neutral shit.
So, again, Nick, who takes the L? I'm going to ask you again. Who takes the L, Nick?
Yeah. Nah, he can't change that shit. He already said it.
the driver takes the L.
Driver in the car.
Oh, shit. Driver in the car.
No.
Ricky.
Hey.
I mean, Nick,
when
you
Graham
need to
we all take a hill. The car, the driver, the owner.
I mean.
Hey, you see, but there's a difference. See, like, when Kareem and Nick take an L, they just change the name of the car.
That ain't what you're supposed to do.
It's just the same car, man.
Hey. Well, we know this shit gonna go from cold blue to blue balls to Papa Smurf. I mean, it's gonna be one of those three games pretty soon, so don't worry about it. He's gonna be on the same boat.
Hey, I know one thing. After Richard took that against Kareem's car, that motherfucker started testing till he wrecked that bitch. That's all I know. There you go. But I wreck my shit too, so I could joke on that.
You wreck your shit too.
I wreck my shit too. Yes, sir, I did.
Hey, you was testing against yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, you didn't catch that slide. He slid one in on you. He's trying to say you wasn't grudging. You wasn't ready to grudge like somebody.
You man, I was grudging my shadow. I was trying to beat that motherfucker. Didn't get there.
You got to in the dark.
Goddamn shadow.
In the dark.
Mm-hmm. I try to raise my shadow in the dark.
So what was JP trying to do?
Oh, shit.
Oh, JP was just trying to keep his eyes open. That's all he was trying to do.
Yeah, I was trying to keep my eyes open.
See how long he keep his eyes open.
JP was going for a PB, goddamn.
Yeah.
PB.
He was trying to shout,
JP was trying
this
to scare Dirty Donkey.
Oh, my goddamn crown.
When JP was trying to scare that Dirty Donkey, whatever the fuck that car's name is, Dirty Donkey or whatever the hell it is.
What?
So JP was trying to scare that dude that drove that car, Dirty Donkey or whatever the fuck that car is. Whatever it is. White
Dirty Donkey.
Dirty Donkey. You talking about Big Pressure, Richard? Big Pressure?
A.K.A. White Cocaine. What was the name of that car for?
Cocaine Cowboy.
Cocaine Cowboy? No.
Cocaine Cowboy, yeah.
Tony Snow. Yeah. Tony Snow.
Cocaine Cowboy.
Yeah.
But they start thinking about the kids, I guess. They think about the kids.
Right, you know? Right. Want them hollering, running around the house. Daddy, when you gonna get cocaine out the garage? That would be fucked up, that JD. Glad you changed it, brother. Yeah. Oh man.
What you say, Daddy? You got to do cocaine.
Right. Oh, shit. Race can't get part of the best enough.
It's Ben Armstrong. Shit.
Oh, boy.
Illuminati
Ben and Ben.
My buddy Ben.
Old Ben.
Well, don't look like Illuminati and prenup race going to go down.
No. The motherfucking country boys are testing the
shit out that car. Rode a wheelie and goddamn me hit some shit.
Yeah. Look at the post. He said that the fucking wind was high. Wind got up under the car.
I was looking forward to that race. A lot of people's going with Illuminati.
Yeah. A lot of money, boy. A lot of money floating around on that race.
I wasn't.
I wasn't.
Much of side betting.
I wasn't going Illuminati. No, oh, I wasn't either. I had a bet with what's her face? I was taking them country boys.
Yeah, I was taking them too.
Yeah.
And I might take Carl over Keisha too.
You gonna take who over what?
I might take Kong over Keisha.
Kong over Keisha.
So he's gonna take over Jason X and Keisha.
Yeah.
What about Jason X and Keisha?
That ain't gonna happen. I wonder how they know.
They just posted that.
Jason X,
oh, they did.
Him a backstabber, man.
Yeah,
back
heavy.
Yeah, but. Yeah, he locked him a backstabber.
He locked him. I think he's gonna run backstabber head up, but I think he told Keisha he was gonna give Keisha something to.
One and one.
Yeah.
That bitch gonna go down there, start going into the 10th gear in that motherfucker, and that one and one gonna get small. 10 speed in that motherfucker. Boy, that motherfucker shift more than goddamn me the country boys. For that boop, 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 boop. I'm like, god damn. I'm going to shift 7 times an eighth of a mile. Hey,
cut the lockup off and on.
Gee, what they be doing in that motherfucker? That bitch be rolling.
But, yeah. Shit. Hey, that's why we record every video, because I got to get you caught up on this new technology. Fuck that.
Shit, that ain't... Hey, Street Sweep, let me tell you one thing about new technology. It ain't new technology if everybody can't get it. Everybody can't get that shit. That's some one-off shit right there. That is no new shit for us.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Shit, goddamn, we transmission cost $50,000 and shit. Hey, the Street Sweeper, you know it's bad when a motherfucker don't cover their motor, they cover their transmission.
Yes, sir.
I ain't never seen no shit like that. I was like, what? I'm going to got top.
You know, the only bad thing is he ended up having to pay Punk out because he didn't have no parts for his transmission. Couldn't get nothing.
Yeah. Couldn't get nothing, yeah. That's true.
Remember, the only one that had the stuff was Stevie Jackson, and he didn't have it with him.
That is true. I know one thing, though, Richard. When that shit worked, that motherfucker worked.
Oh, that fucking car fly, dude. They try to compare that car to the old black one of, what's his name, but there ain't no comparison.
About the Godfather?
Yeah. No, I've seen both of them cars.
I
ain't no comparison.
The Grudge, I would like for them to light the board up one time with Jason, just so I know what that motherfucker run.
Class racer.
No, I'm not no class racer. I'm just saying that.
You want to know what the man called on you, damn class racer.
Shit. Right? Okay. Boy. Man, cut me out calling me a class racer.
Stop watching out to find out what he wants.
Hey.
He goes so fast,
hey,
I can't stop.
You gotta about to have a guesstimate of what he run. But when Mario posted his ticket, what he ran.
Yeah, true. But shit, JP, that was back. That was a couple of years ago. That motherfucker, they're getting faster and faster.
Yeah.
You know what Justin Curry run in Black Sunshine because he posted it.
Yeah.
So you know it's
yeah,
pretty good.
You're right. What did he get Justin Curry with Black Sunshine? I forgot he gave him something the back time that he. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, Justin Curry, the 1-1. Oh,
never was. He wasn't enough.
Yeah. I'm going to forget that. With no Punk.
Wasn't enough.
Nick, how you doing, sir? Hey, man, my partner don't even speak to me no more. No way I get Kareem speak to me. I make some funny lagging turbo noises at the two-step I buzz about people.
Huh?
I was speaking. I was like, what's up?
Oh, man, not much. I'm still over here at work. I've just been working a lot, man.
Yeah,
trying to keep up, you know?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing when you can work late.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a lot of work.
Yeah.
But he ain't telling you you're working on Kareem's shit.
No, that raggedy motherfucker. That raggedy motherfucking shit.
Oh, then the motherfucker, he going to hurt my feelings. Well, hurt all the LS guys' feelings talking about that. It's too many people do them. Oh, fuck you and them goddamn board heads and shit.
I seen that, Troy.
I've been waiting on my... I'm starting saving right now, and I can afford the motherfucker 5 years from now when you're done with the motherfucker.
Hey, I can make you a billet intake if you want. I got that design for another. But
I wouldn't know what
man,
to do with
the heads. I mean, everybody makes them, you know.
Everybody.
Bro, he won't even make me some, man. So
I told him no.
Sad.
I had to tell, but he don't understand.
Kareem. Yeah, you got a lot of people that do them, Nick. You got Frankenstein, you got blah, 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 but who makes a billet head for LS? That shit's out of town. Ain't nobody make a billet head local.
Well, Noonan makes a head for LS, a billet
head.
We
not going to damn Noonan. Shit. Nobody can fuck Noonan. Shit. That shit high as a rough.
Well,
I mean, I know your shit going to be high. I'm just saying one person.
I don't know, Troy. I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Like, who makes
that's what
it?
I'm saying.
It's
nobody, the only person makes one is Nooney. But I'm just saying, it's, you would have some customers as you would have with your Ford stuff, as in some LS shit.
Yeah.
Especially them goddamn turbo guys. Shit, they love that shit. You cash motherfuckers blowing up on their ass over there on them LS shit.
Well, maybe. I mean, I just haven't had, you know.
Nah,
nobody.
He
really
just don't, at Kareem. He just don't like the LS. Just let him. Just let him hear and say.
No.
Fuck that LS shit.
No.
He need, he probably need enough deposits. If he get enough deposits, he'll probably do something.
All right. Well,
that's
JP, you save up your money, Kareem. Kareem, you save up yours. I save up mine, and that's three right there. God damn it. That's three heads sober.
That's the thing, man. It takes. That's the thing that people don't understand. They think you just throw it in the CNC and you hit a button. It ain't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to develop this shit. It takes a lot of time, and that's, you know, time is money. So
yeah,
I get around to it. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. So nobody's gonna talk about the hood to hood thing that happened.
But
not really.
What happened on hood to hood?
I don't even know
like,
what I'm about to say now. I'm lost on that.
It's between Vega and Rose, you know. Me, I didn't chime in on it because Vega really don't have nothing to stand on. I know that's your boy. That dude ain't racing like 6 years. Like, you going after somebody that raced. He might not drive. He might not have a car. But that boy gambled. He affiliated himself with every car that come out of his camp and this and that, you know. And Vega haven't really done much lately. Vega been building on the car. He ain't came out. I ain't seen Vega. Last time I seen Vega, I when Vega came to HMP. That was like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? So it was kind of like coming from him.
I mean,
it was like, ooh. You know?
Well, he is a friend of mine, and, you know, he's been busy building cars too, so.
Right.
You know,
I mean, that's like me. That's like me. Say, for instance, when you went from the transition to that Fox you had to the car you had now. You ain't been doing shit and whatever, whatever. And then you pick somebody that been racing shit every weekend, weekend out, all over the place to go at bad end. I'm going to tell you, like, Nick, I'm pulling your coat. I'm like, Nick, you can't really talk too much. You ain't really been doing shit because you've been building your new car, you know. That's how I kind of felt about the whole post, you know. Because it was like, damn, Vega, I've been knowing you for 15 years, and, you know, I know you have a fast car. You have a car that has the potential to be fast, but you ain't done with it yet. That's what I'm basically trying to say, you know.
Yeah.
And I hate to kind of, I don't want to call it bullying, but I hate to kind of see when I, that's like me, if I go after such and such with his street car, with my Camaro. Like, I'm going after a motherfucker that ain't got shit, and I got a motherfucker that run over him any day of the week. I can knock tie off and go run him down type shit. So you don't kind of get no spunk points on that shit to me. Like, to me, it's just my opinion, whatever. But that's why I think the post went south the way it did, because you have this rim of people that's on Vega's side that's against Rose. And then, don't get me wrong, I don't like Rose no more than the next guy, but right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, facts are facts and whatever. But it was like, damn, what just made you post that, you know? he just really don't like that dude, and I know he don't. But I don't know.
Y'all
and I guess that's why Quan asked me. Huh?
Yeah. Y'all think that race could be pulled off?
I think there's too much ego in it right now. They got to calm down on ego.
But honestly, I don't think Rose and them have nothing in their camp that can run with Vega car. To be honest, just me speaking. But it's gonna get to a point where either somebody gonna get pissed off enough and gonna do something they ain't supposed to be doing and hope for the best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I mean, I don't know. Well, motherfuckers jig at you. They jigging at you for a reason because they know you got, they got you beat already. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you know as well as I do, anything that happened to racing, I mean, motherfucking knocked the car off, motherfucking wreck, motherfucking red light, you know.
So, you're right, right. Mechanical issues, anything.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's racing. So, you know, to say, you know, that's a guaranteed win in race, I don't think anything's guaranteed, bro.
Mm-hmm. But me personally, Nick, I don't think it needed to get there. Who got a TV on? I don't think it needed to get there to get a race. You know what I'm saying? It didn't need to be a post of that nature, motherfucking 400-some comments type shit. You know, because then you get all these motherfuckers chiming in and then just talking bad shit about both guys and this and that. And then the next thing you know, like Street Super saying, like, too much ego in this shit now. You know, now you're in your fucking feelings, and now this, and now that, and,
well,
and you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, but that's what racing is, like, really. I mean, it's my ego, right?
No. I just wanted to chime in, Troy, it's like, it got too personal just to get a race out. I mean, you went from this dude don't race to then this dude was on waiting on income tax check and all this stuff just to get a race. That really ain't cool. You know what I mean? I know, like, grudge racing, you kind of shoot the shit here and there, and you might cut up a little bit, but it's like it got too personal just to get a race. And then it's like, you know, with grudge racing, you don't get your way, so it's almost like when you don't get your way, then it just turned up all of a sudden, like, oh, this, and this, just a race. And I honestly, like, when it starts getting like that, it gets to the point where You just when, you know, like, fights get involved and people start, you know what I'm saying, be on some more stuff.
Right.
I mean,
like, yeah, you motherfuckers too much in their feelings.
Right. But it's like Silver Dollar and them will be like, you know, they'll be like, man, we can't get there with you, you know, woo-woo-woo. And then so then it's almost like if somebody say, okay, Silver Dollar, grudge race this year, then here come everybody. Well, he can't be grudge race this year because he can't race his car. I mean, well, the man said he can't get there with you, he can't get there with you. So, you know, you end up getting into all that kind of deal.
Yeah, that's all I was saying, Nick. Like, the shit that was said, it didn't need to be said for, you know, we don't know how Rose get his money, you know. And you're not in the bed with that dude. You know what I'm saying? That's like me to all Nick. You ain't
going
to
be. No, we're not.
You know,
yeah,
sell
we're not
this
here for all
sell
that.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's grudge racing, but it's not. That shit became like some high school high side and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm old. We used to call it ranking. When you ranking on a motherfucker, that's what it starts becoming, you know? Like, what the fuck happened? You know, this motherfucker just trying to race him. Now we're talking about, you know, this man's livelihood and he broke. Basically, you calling this man a scum and just walking around betting on other people's cars and shit like that. But I don't know. It just don't need to me, it just don't need to go there to ask for a simple race. Yeah, grudge racing, it gets heated and shit like that, but that shit normally happen at the track. You know what I'm saying? This shit on Facebook, to me, that's like that that just, oh, look at me shit. You know what I'm saying? To me. Because ain't nothing locked in. Y'all ain't talking about racing, so y'all just, so to speak. And nothing good came out of it. See, we didn't get no locked in race.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I be feeling about some of the shit that be going too far on Facebook just for a race. I mean, look how simple fucking backstabbing and Jason X was. None of that shit. Motherfucker said what he had to say, and either you decline or you just say, hey, man, we could get it. And now the other shit talking come later. You know, at the track or, man, I'm going to fuck you up or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
To each they own, though. I just, you know, ain't no rule to a grudge racing, but shit, man, it's a rule to a common level of respect from man to man. That's how I look at it. And I try to treat everybody with respect. Sometimes, yeah, I might get out of hand and this and that, but at the end of the day, I try to treat everybody with respect. Fuck you, JP. But, you know, at the end of the day, I try to respect the fellow man that's racing or whatever. But I'm going to talk to
respect talk show host.
disrespect the talk show host. Wow.
You shit. Wow. How about that? I disrespect the call.
I'm back on mute.
But, you know, it's sometimes, you know,
Joe,
shit's personal.
We don't respect Joe. We don't respect
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
We hate
fuck
the 490
Joe.
Club.
Yeah. At all.
Fuck Joel.
Joel.
Go back and work on your son, goddamn Joel.
What about Slim? What about Blackjack?
Fuck Blackjack. I do not respect Blackjack whatsoever. Let me tell you why. Let me tell y'all the short version why I don't respect Blackjack, right? This man, I've never seen nobody in my life ever do this. I even had to call Dog and tell him. This man barked, I'm going to fuck you up and this and that, blah, blah, blah. I get to your race, Mr. Ethan.
Yeah.
This man walked by me 50 fucking times and act like he didn't know who the fuck I was. Wouldn't speak to me, wouldn't say, what's up, blah, 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 blah. I mean, this motherfucker act like I wasn't even there. I say, Slim, you got your car here, man. Let's go and get this over with. Motherfucker kept walking. I was like, man, fuck him. I ain't speaking to that man ever again.
You know that man ain't dealing with a full deck now. Come on,
guys. Well, goddamn, your deck ain't that goddamn short.
Shit.
That man was dealing with two cars that day.
You must know Blackjack. He's very short.
I must
know. He ain't got no full deck.
I must know. I said, man, how this man going to walk by me and act like he's...
I know them videos.
Troy, was that the race that you were walking around? You told me, you're like, man, I give up. I can't find shit.
Right.
Nobody won a race.
That night. Yeah.
That's another
that
night.
Me,
yeah.
That was that night because that man told me, man, you come down Dallas, you going to get it. Da, 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 this and that. I said, all right, bet. Richard was even down there. I'm walking around this motherfucker
right.
like a I'm just walking, just like, man, fuck, I want to race somebody. Da da da.
Man,
yeah, that shit, that was crazy. That's a man, Blackjack done lost his motherfucking mind.
Come on,
Joe.
I'm back. Taking that. That's
what's good, bro.
Fuck you, Joe.
Hey, what? I got a question.
Hey,
I guess
goddamn me, Troy. You say you don't respect me? That's some whole shit, boy. I'm about to make you a true believer, boy. Like when I bust the ass in that back tie.
I just want you to come off of mute.
Nah, I was goddamn me working on this fucking truck trying to pull this fucking red eight out of the shell. This bitch hard to tell.
I got a question for the birds. So we got a few bears on the phone. We got Nick on the phone, Troy on the phone.
Oh, God.
You know. No. Listen, when I say bear, I'm talking about that if y'all go in there for a race, y'all get cricket. So in Troy case, he get his cricket from street cars. And then in Nick case, we have street cars too. So where do it become the point like, just say, for example, self-proclaimed birds, where y'all get to the point, like, when y'all looking for a race and can't get no race, and everybody thinks y'all caught so fast, but we grow a race so we don't show time. Like, how does that affect y'all as far as racing, dude? Do you try to want to slow your car down just to get races, or you just kind of like,
Ethan, me and Doc, we just keep plugging away. And it kind of makes you get out your rim. You kind of get out your rim of cars you act in the race, and you just start racing. You see what I'm saying?
No, right.
Because like Nick said, anything
we just
happen.
stay away from.
Yeah,
the
I forgot about
that's the only people that do that.
Right.
Are you full of shit, Nick?
for me, it doesn't matter. It's just a hobby. Somebody that come along. I mean, there's always newcomers that come into the game. You know, it's just racing, man. It's not
979-2271. Your mic open.
I hope that's real, so I can tell them I don't like them.
979-2271. Who we got? ain't got nobody.
I was gonna give my little opinion on the topic.
What's your opinion, motherfucker?
Make it short.
I'm over an hour late, a dollar show. Come
make
on, sure. Come on, bro. What's your opinion?
Go ahead, make it short.
Spit it out, Joel.
That's all y'all need to do. Go ahead.
I'm going to call that man Joel from now on. I promise you.
It's basically the same thing I said on the post. I feel like... I asked a question on the post. I said, you know what I'm saying, today's racing is a camp and a team the same thing, because in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, it's just my opinion. A team of a car is they hands-on, you know, they doing whatever is necessary to get that car ready for action, you know what I'm saying? But a camp, this motherfucker's in a camp that really ain't got no ties to the car, you know what I'm saying? They just there for they benefit, or they buddy-buddies with somebody who actually do got ties to the car. They just claim the camp type shit. You know what I'm saying? So as far as who win, who lose, if it's the camp, you know what I'm saying, the camp don't lose shit, because 9 times out of 10, 80% of the motherfuckers in the camp don't even put in on the car. As far as the team, you know what I'm saying, the team, 9 times out of 10 is going to be in the pits with the car, in the stage lane with the car, on the line with the car. You know what I'm saying? And they all lose, because, you know what I'm saying, everybody got their role. As far as the team, so, but at the same time, that's a car that's owned by a person, driven by a different person, and tuned, or not to say tuned, but say mechanic by a different person. Now, if you somebody like me, not trying to say I'm this big bad motherfucker, but like with me, you know what I'm saying? I do everything on my own on my car, other than tuning. I got a tuner, but as far as owning it, driving
like
it, spending money on it, what?
Man, Nicky, that's no one like you.
But I don't give a shit.
Hold on. Hey, Joe, but like, say, for instance, we're going to use you as an example. You said in the mouthful, you do all your own work on your car. You do all this other stuff. But you got this one partner there that's always there, help you with your tires. Hey, what we racing for? Race 1500. Let me put in 750. You know what I'm saying? So that's your team member. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel you.
If he helping with the car, then yeah, he's part of the team. But like at the same time, for example, my brother-in-law. Well, I don't even really consider the motherfucker my brother-in-law, but I just said it so y'all know what I'm talking about. My sister husband. This nigga don't know shit about cars. Don't do shit on cars. Nothing. But if me and my brother or one of my cousins racing, he'll come to the track just to gamble, only on us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But he don't help, he don't do shit. He just come to try to gamble, and if we ain't racing, he don't even come. As soon as we finish racing, he leave.
Well, I guess he's part of your camp.
by flaw. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. You got a lot of motherfuckers who claim camps are, you know, it's just like outside looking in. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? If we always in fucking, let's say, North Carolina right now. Shit, everybody in North Carolina feel like half of Texas is in LMR camp, because everybody speaks for LMR. At least they try to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just because LMR's supposed to be this bad motherfucker. But the motherfuckers who actually in LMR camp or LMR team, they don't want to say shit.
Yeah, but then I think you got a difference between fans and camp, though, because at some point, people
true,
know,
there's,
like,
there's a difference between fans and camp. It's a thin line, though. I feel like
it's
a real thin line.
If you a caliber of LMR, you know, of course, that's a fast car, so everybody going to be trying to say, everybody going to be trying to, damn, everybody comment at the same time. Everybody going to try to say, oh, man, this car, just because it's the popular car at the time, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
Joe,
that's why when most people say, they'll say, who speaks for this car? You know, because then that shit get out of hand, because then everybody else who just want to be in the limelight and talk shit to be this car, that. God damn, man. Am I going to have a rest of the night? This motherfucker just pulled down in front of me. Shit.
Joe, I got a question. I have a question. On that deal with that LMR car, the guys that are speaking on it are speaking for it. You best believe somebody in that camp allowing them to speak for it. Now, when the things don't go the way they want it, they'll probably sit back and act like they didn't say anything.
But most of the time, they sending those guys to do it. But, you know, they try to act like
they're
not good.
I'll just use that as an example. Okay, That might be a bad example.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, as far as the question that Quan has, you know what I'm saying, does the driver lose? Does the camp slash team lose? I feel like if it's a true team, then the team loses. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, the owner will always lose because it's his money, especially the grudge race. He gonna, if the owner ain't put his car there and not put in on it. Even if he don't gamble his car, shit, he still gonna all parts and spark plugs and fuel and nice and all different stuff. Shit. So he gonna be able to lose. As far as the team and the camp, I feel like the driver only loses by himself if he fuck up, which is, you know, red light or, you know what I'm saying, don't lift when he's supposed to lift and turn some shit up and then at the same time, that's when the owner loses again. But the camp and team may only lose whenever it's a heads up race and they just lost the money. But I feel like the driver and the owner can't lose by themselves. I mean, I think everybody lose together. You could just say it might be a certain person's fault at one time.
That just sounds
weird saying like one person lost. Cause I mean, at the end of the day, you lose. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
Like, so I mean, you could be like, well, damn, Born Red Luke him lost. You know what? You know, at the end of the day, it's still all of them still gonna be running around sucking on limits. So they.
Yeah,
they know, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Rosé gonna drop his camera. He's gonna
end
his library.
I think it's just different.
323-6564. Your mic open.
Like your nuke them case, you got a dude that's a lawyer, a full-fledged lawyer. That's how he do all day, all night. Is lawyer and gambling. And then another camp, you might got the driver that drive, do lawyer gambling, and then you got an intimidator that's going to talk shit to you and run your blood pressure up. So it's almost like case by case, you know. Like you got some camps that ain't going to say shit. They just going to say get the money up. You don't need to do all that cussing and talking to get your ass
right.
up there. And then you got some of them that's going to talk. They gonna talk you to
yeah,
death.
Yeah, I do. I do agree. I do agree. It is case by case. It's definitely case by case because all camp slash team slash whatever the fuck you wanna call it, they ain't all still the same.
Right. So it's all kind of different, really. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But one thing for sure. No matter what, the owner, whoever the owner is, he's guaranteed to lose. No matter what.
Right. He got
the bad in the stick. No matter what. As far as that shit with Rosé and Francisco, I feel like that shit was completely unnecessary. But it started from. I think last week or whatever, it was a post of, I can't remember what the post was about, but Rosé is the one who pretty much started the shit when he said something about Francisco. All races are holding up the wall or some dumb shit. And Francisco had sent Johnny Brown a message, you know, basically that he was in jail, but he was going to address it when he got out. So that's where the post came from. He just addressed the shit a week later, and it just went from there. But it was still unnecessary. The shit went left real quick.
832-9924, your mic open.
Just listening in.
832-9924.
Just listening in.
That's him
listening in.
Just listening in.
I guess he don't want nobody to know who he is tonight.
It wouldn't make a difference. I still ain't got nothing to say.
Damn. Motherfucker push one button, nothing to say.
Yeah.
We not surprised, are we? I'm not surprised he had nothing to say.
Oh yeah, you won't say that in the morning.
That might be true.
JP, you catch the show last night?
No, sir. I sure didn't.
Madisonville Boys.
I used to be going back and listening to them during the day sometime.
Yeah, they cut up last night. I think it's May the 9th, if I'm not mistaken. It's going to be Louisiana against Mississippi and previous Mississippi. And they did say, while they was clowning last night, that after that's over, they're going to team up and they're going to challenge Texas and whoever else.
Who going to team up and do what?
Oh, okay.
Louisiana and Mississippi.
They going to team up.
They going to team up going over to Texas.
Shit, tell them to come on. Tell them to come to Jake race. That way it won't be too hot. We can race early and get the shot out the way.
Some of them going to be there. They already planning on it. Mostly spectating, though.
Right, exactly.
Doing homework.
Yeah, they're coming trying to scout. I don't blame them, though.
Hey, JP.
Yeah.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
So, you see, Austin did the testing from 9 to 5 on Sunday. If they do that on the regular, does that help or hurt being on Sunday?
If they do what?
If they do that regular testing on Sundays, does that? Yeah, does that help or hurt Dean?
I don't know. I mean, it just depends. You know, a lot of people, you got some people that don't like to pay for private testing. Some people would rather test, you know, pay the $20-$25 tech card fee or whatever, you know, to get in and do it that way. So
he said somebody private testing at HMP on Sunday.
No, he was saying that he was asking if the Baytown doing the private testing.
Oh.
Damn, hold on. What the fuck is that thing? Hold on.
Oh, another track doing private testing on Sunday. And he was saying, does that help or hurt me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, can I of course, I'm trying to understand what he's saying. Maybe I can just, you know, just enlighten him or what have you. But is he saying that being on test day, which is Wednesday, he opened up at 9 to 5?
No, he's talking about on Sunday. They did.
Oh,
is he talking about on Sunday? Talking about on Sunday, Kareem?
Yeah, on Sunday. Like this one, I think they might start doing it on a regular on Sundays, you know?
Oh, okay.
From 9 to 5.
But it's private testing, though, right?
It's open to anybody.
Oh, it's open
anyway. $100. Yeah, it's just $100, but it's from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt Dean. Yeah, that's gonna hurt Dean.
It's only gonna. I feel like it's only gonna hurt Dean if that track surface is better.
It's still gonna hurt him.
Because everybody's not trying to pay $100 to go test.
It's still hurting him, right?
I mean, if everybody don't go over there, Ain't no different. XRP have test suit on, say, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Innocent have, you know, $200 tested on the same day. And you cannot compare
Houston to Dallas.
Kareem, what is hurting Dean is the minimum hours that he's opening, in my opinion. I mean that's what's hurting
that's
him.
The thing.
Is when you open and the track goes hot at 2:30, and you're closing at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Six.
I mean, it's no time for, you know, if you got to load your car, do all that to get it ready. It's not worth going and going to the track for no 4 hours worth of testing. In my opinion, I mean, I'd rather go to Baytown, get there early in the morning, and pay the $100 and be able to stay all day. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you got a grudge race or something, it might be a little different. You might want to go to HMP, but if you're going to test, I mean, it's more logic to go over there and get your money's worth on $100 and be able to test all day long, unlimited passes. I mean, the problem, honestly, I mean, I don't like to speak about anybody's business, and I don't want to hurt his track, but in my opinion, Dean hurt himself right now by not having the track open long enough. You know, that's just my opinion. I mean, that, you know, not saying anything bad, but it's hard for anybody to load their car for 4 hours and go home. You know what I mean?
So H&P is only open on Sundays for 4 or 5 hours, is what you're saying?
Well, right now, because of the hours, it's roughly about 4 to 6 hours. You know what I mean?
What are you trying to say? Because, like, the winter hours, basically.
Yeah,
the winter hours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Man, Joe, basically, it's like that year-round. Whenever summer comes around and it's too hot, we'll wait till, like, 7 o'clock, and then it closes at, like, 11. You know, so on Sundays, it's basically open 4 hours, really, you know?
So H&P closes at a certain time on Sunday night, what y'all saying?
Yeah, it varies, but the time, the duration that they're open is what I'm saying, is, like, 4 to 5 hours.
Right. Well, I agree with whoever that was just saying. Then that's what's hurting them. Because in our reality, it's the same thing that end up killing. I feel like, well, I don't say that, but that was one issue that a lot of people had with Kierdale before they closed on Sundays. They had that curfew. You know, HP probably don't have a curfew, but from 11 o'clock they would just close. It'd be a lane full of cars. Well, 11 o'clock they close. You know what I'm saying? When, of course, when it's hot during the summertime, ain't nobody going out of track at 4 or 5 in the evening. So, yeah, if you only got a short window to test, hey, yeah, you hurt yourself.
Shit, last weekend, when was it, Friday? Baytown was open for 16 hours, private test.
Well, that's worth $100.
It was like, how much was it, Kareem? Like 300? I think it was 300. So three something. But man, we were there for 16 fucking hours. You know, testing. Actually testing.
Yeah, you can't be mad at that at all. That's worth the money.
No.
Especially if you're making progress.
Yeah,
you're making progress, yeah. You can't imagine that at all.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, that's all the way you're going to make progress. Wait. Huh? Man, come on, Richard. Come on, Richard. I'm trying to prove a point here.
I said, God damn, 16 hours worth of testing, and you still got a turd. What the hell?
Still got a turtle. That's right. That motherfucker, it kept getting slower and slower and slower. It showed us. But, hey, we got the data. You know, at least we know now. At least we know it's a slow motherfucker. So.
Hey, JP.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, what your boy Morris normally say? What you say he say?
That motherfucker.
About what?
That motherfucker.
Flies.
Put that motherfucker up. Shit, I think they should have that shit at least once a month. And that, I mean, there's a lot of cars there too. How many cars do you think there are in that green? About 50, 50, 60.
About 50, 60, yeah.
Yeah.
And then some of the cars that stayed there during the day, they actually stayed all the way through the night and did the night stuff,
shit,
too.
Jesse, Jesse James came down, John Herring. I mean, there was, you know, out-of-town people from Louisiana. What's that dude's name, Kareem? They got the Mexican car.
Oh, Steve Armando.
Yeah. Like I said, man, it was 16 hours. Like, they were doing it right, you know. In my opinion, now if you did that shit on a Saturday, shit.
Okay, so here's my question to that. Well, I actually kind of got two questions. So, is this Baytown's first time doing like this, or had they been doing that?
Man, honestly, I think it's the first time that they had opened it that I know. You know, I mean, because we were there from, like, 9 in the morning to midnight. They shut it down at midnight. And I ain't ever seen that on a private test, so it might be a new thing. I don't know, Joe, to be honest with you.
So, okay, so my thing is, okay, well, everybody know Baytown is going to close. So, Dean can actually learn something from that.
They extended it for two years.
But even still, they still got a shelf life that Dean can capitalize on, because if it's working for them, it can work for him, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
So,
of course,
Houston's big as fuck, you know, and they all got two tracks. So if it's working for Baytown, somebody needs to get in Dean's ear and be like, hey, you know, Baytown doing this, they're going to close. You know what I'm saying? We need to be doing the same thing over here. So whenever they do close, we're gonna pick up all that extra revenue, extra business, whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, why is Baytown just now doing this whenever they got a shelf life? Why haven't they been doing that?
I don't know, Joe.
I think, maybe they're just trying it out. I don't know. I think if you think about it, Joe, I think it's almost a way to have the track. Basically, it's kind of mimicking Eric Nim at the Motorplex. It's like, we can offer private testing. Technically, it's not interfering with nobody event or whatever they got going on, but it's still some way to kind of generate a revenue without basically saying I'm booking on top of somebody. Because it's like everybody that come private test is not necessarily going to that race or going to the track that day. Because not like I'm going to just give y'all an example. I got a partner that right now, he's struggling with his car. I ain't going to say his name. I ain't going to say the car name. I've been on his ass about, hey, you need to go private test because you got a different caliber of car now. Man, fuck that. I ain't paying. It ain't nothing but another $100 and maybe $50. I ain't paying that extra money just to go prior test. I'm going to wait to test in tune day. So, me personally, I feel like it actually helps if he got like an event going on or something going on. It actually helps because, and I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, but it keeps your slims and all this. When you really trying to get through there and make past the tests, it keeps your blackjacks and, you know, just people that's going to be out there kind of bullshitting out your way.
Oh, yes.
So it ain't
sure.
really.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I know who the gentleman was, but he was like, hell yeah, go hurt him. I mean, if you looking at a spectator-wise, and it depends on how he run his private testing, because every them, it depends. Like, sometimes they don't have spectators. They just have people who, like, hey, I want to come test my car. You can only bring, like, two or three people. It ain't no pitch taking. Ain't nothing.
Right.
So it's more of a stricter thing. Like, hey, man,
test
we doing
right.
this, but.
Basically, motherfuckers paying money to keep, you know what I'm saying, test their car, get that shit done, and not be seen by everybody,
right.
basically.
Right,
so
right.
Private.
And then,
I'm going to tell you another thing might happen. Say somebody.
somebody might double dip. Some people might say, fuck it, I'm going to go make a hit at Baytown and come to H&P and get dead on somebody's ass because I don't want to wait
two hours to
go make a hit. Sure, and then turn around and, you know, try to grab it, right? Because I don't, you know, we done seen that up here in Dallas plenty of times.
I did that.
But you want to make a hit.
We done ran
way to red line and make a hit just to come way back to you and race somebody off the trailer.
Goddamn right.
I don't really necessarily know the geographical and the spectator feeling in Houston, but I know in Dallas, long as it, like, if just say, for example, if Baytown said, I'm having a Selmo race, and Dean had to say, I'm having a Selmo race, then, yeah, we got a problem. But as far as him leaving it like, well, this is a strictly private test versus you just having your open track day, I mean, technically, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to say this. It ain't really no problem, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't really see it being no issue either.
If y'all I'd like to address something, right? So as a racer, as an owner of a car, you know, we put a lot of money in this shit, you know, to make these cars right? If I'm going to spend $200, this is the thing. If I'm going to spend $200 to go to a track, private test, 4 hours, okay, and somebody messes the track up, the track says, guys, we're done, and you only have 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? So when you open and Baytown had, you know, spills and, you know, mishaps or whatever, but they were open for so long that they were able to clean all this shit up, you know, and give the people that paid the money the opportunity, you know, to test more. Because that's what they're there to do. They're there to lean on their goddamn cars and make them go as fast as they can. Things break, right?
Right.
I mean, that's basic knowledge. I mean, so that's the thing. That's the difference, I think, for me personally, going to test the H&P private test versus going to, you know, Baytown and private test, if they're going to continue doing that, you know.
Not only, and also another.
I don't know the logistics of, you know, the business aspect of Dean's track. That's his personal business. And then, you know, Baytown, that's their own personal thing. But, I mean, as a racer, that's how I'm, you know, from a racer's perspective, that's all.
And see, I was going to say the same thing, Nick, as far as from a racer standpoint. Let's say both tracks are open the same amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Let's say Dean's open for 5 hours and Baytown's open for 5 hours. But Baytown, I mean, but Dean is, you know, everybody comes testing too. So now you got 200 cars out here from full-blown race cars to daily drivers that's making hits up down the track. So, you know, you got 5 hours to make, you know what I'm saying, 5 hours. Your window is 5 hours. But now you're going to be in the stage lanes for 45 minutes, you know, study inching up. But you go over here to Dean shit for this 152, I mean, not Dean, Baytown shit for $150, $200, and every time you pull to the lane, you're pretty much right there at the water box. So that makes your progress, whether it's backwards or forward, that makes your testing tune your progress a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? Which Ethan, whoever your partner you talking about, that's what he felt and realized. Yeah, you can go out here and be cheap or race on a budget, however you want to put it. I'm not necessarily saying it's wrong, but you can go out here on a regular testing tune day and you might get two hits.
Yeah.
You might get two hits, but if you go out here and pay for this track rental, you're gonna get six hits or seven hits. So that's where the money makes a difference if you're a racer. As far as a fan and a fan or whatever.
The thing is, Joe, I'm not looking at it from a money thing.
7211, your mic open.
Well, I know. I'm not trying to say we're looking at it as from a money standpoint. But the money is what separates. The money is what separates the real from the fake or the men from the boys. If you want to be out here bullshitting and you ain't got your diaper on or you out here with your shit tied up with motherfucking zip ties and shit, and every time you put up to the line, your shit leaking or it's breaking out that shit compared to, what I'm saying, you take this shit seriously, whether you grudge or class racing. You know what I'm saying? You take this shit seriously. When you pull up here to the line, all your P's and Q's is dotted and crossed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you ain't got to wait for motherfuckers to mop the start line hard. Motherfucker done all the track down. All that shit. All that shit plays a big difference because of who is testing in front of you. You go over here to Baytown, these motherfuckers over here ain't bullshit because they don't pay this money to come over here and see some progress. You come over here to HMP and motherfuckers pay $10 to bring their car here, they come in here on two flats type shit. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't the fact that it's a money issue, but at the same time, the money makes a difference in who's at the track.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, there was other cars there that weren't grudge racers. They were, you know, not every car was a rare versus royal car. They had a, you know, they were having a bracket race on Saturday and Sunday, I think, and then the bracket races were there, too, testing their shit. But
exactly. But that's what I'm saying. You got the people who's serious.
And
you got the serious people. You got the serious races.
And Evendale did the same thing for us, I think, when we reached out to them. You know, they kept that track open for like 10 hours for us one time. You know?
Right.
And, I mean, that's how you get, you know, from a racer, that's how you get data and make your car faster.
That's how you see results.
You can go two or three times a month, you know, on a Sunday or a Saturday or whatever.
You feel like you ain't making no progress.
you ain't making no progress because you only got two hits. You're like, oh, man, it went slower. You know, on the second hit, what can we do now? Well, we got to wait till next weekend, you know?
Right, and they finna like, close. Or you can try to rush to get back up there to make a quick hit because they don't, you know, they finna close.
Right.
So you take a chance on fucking something up. Or,
and you miss something.
So you miss something, and then, boom, now you out of more money. You know,
No, I mean, all of us, man, like, we're there at 9 o'clock. We left the track at 12, you know, 12:30. We went and grabbed a burger and came right back. And it was like a damn event, you know, like a fucking full-day event. So,
right.
I mean, everybody enjoyed it. We saw some data and, you know, we made progress. But we had the facility to do it, you know. That's the thing.
Yeah, so basically all that was said, I said all that is said to feel like, Kareem, if you would ask me a question to see if you thought that hurt Dean, I feel like somebody should get in Dean's ear, or Dean should just realize, well, shit, they can do it, I can do it. Do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like I say, Houston, big as hell. There's no reason why two tracks should never, you know what I'm saying, should be, one track should be fighting with the other one. Like, both of them motherfuckers should be full.
Oh, no.
Shit, we got...
Yeah.
I mean, we got five up here, and you know what I'm saying? They all of them always got something going at the same time, and they ain't now one of them missing no beat. So Houston should be doing the same shit. Because in our reality, you kind of want another track to be having something so it's not so crowded, so you can make some results or get some results.
I remember
we went to Denton a couple of years ago before XRP was even open. But it was like in between when Kennedale closed, XRP wasn't open. And, you know, it was like the first good day of the season. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody had to go to Yellow Belly. Everybody had to go to Cedar Creek. Red Line had closed. The only track that opened was Ennis and Denton. Man, we fucked around with the Denton. Finna say we finna go out there and make a test hit. And we pulled up, and I swear it was 500 cars there. What kind of progress you finna get done with all the motherfucking cars there?
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't go to the same place and test or race, period. It's just not gonna happen. There ain't no time in the day.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. What
the fuck is this?
See, when I go on me,
hey, everybody.
Joel, nobody argue with you, man. They didn't let you go. See, I was trying to let you go tonight. I ain't bother you tonight with none of that stuff you saying. So I know you're having trouble with your truck. I don't want you to curse me out and everything. You know, so I ain't gonna bother you tonight. I'm on your ass next week, though. Can you not? I'm back on your heels next week. I'm gonna let you make it tonight, though.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, but you wasn't saying nothing too crazy tonight. Yeah.
I don't know, say nothing too crazy, man. I don't be saying nothing too crazy, man. I just be talking real shit. Y'all just was sensitive, motherfucker. Can't hear me.
See, there you go. Now you were doing good. You were doing good. Don't put me out these bushes now. You were doing good.
Nah, man, I've been working on goddamn truck out of fucking bacon. Yeah, right.
Get on out of there.
I'm good. I'm okay. I'm cool. I'm cooling, man.
K Dog.
Yes, sir.
Is Evil Dog gonna have any private testing before your event?
Yeah, that's Friday night.
That Friday night.
Ready,
that's
okay.
Friday
yeah,
night.
Friday for the Saturday.
What time? Hey, K Dog. What time is the track open on that Saturday morning?
Man, it depends on the weather. We're gonna try to be early as we can. It just depends on how the weather going. Normally,
because I heard Troy say earlier that y'all trying to get all the grudge racing and shootouts and all that shit done early, and then the index class is going after that, right?
Yeah, we're gonna look at the weather. Like it start getting cool at night, we're gonna try to run shoot all the fast stuff early. That way, you know.
I was just asking because I know we're trying to come. I'm trying to come, but I know we I highly doubt
you bet
we come
not.
Friday
you
night.
Bet.
Hey, who's that? Someone we bet not. We are highly doubt we come Friday night, so we're going to leak it up early Saturday. I'm trying to put a time on it so I can know what time to get up and roll out.
What y'all bringing,
huh?
Bunch of slow shit.
What car y'all bringing?
yeah, a bunch of slow shit.
But keep
bunch
that shit
slow
in
shit.
Dallas. Keep that shit in Dallas.
Uh-oh.
That's not like a threat, Rich. That's not like a threat, buddy.
Uh-oh.
I ain't worried about Richard. I ain't worried about none of y'all.
Hey, he already put on Facebook, anytime we're on the property together, we got a race, so... Don't
I said my car.
I said
my car.
Oh yeah, you better keep
bringing
your car.
Bringing your car?
No, I'm not bringing my car. I'm bringing a couple of cars I drive.
You bringing what?
Oh, you a driver?
Sometimes. When the mood strikes. Yeah, I know. I try to keep it that way.
I didn't know you was a high.
But now, Richard, yeah, whenever my call, your call to profit, you best believe. I didn't stutter. I'm a man of my word.
Oh, shit.
I'm about to try your tough ass.
Can we lock that
shit
in tonight? Can we lock that in tonight?
It's simple to say. We got to lock shit in. Yeah, you can go screenshot this motherfucker if you want to. The proof is there.
Uh-oh. Can't screenshot it on the radio.
You can screenshot it on Facebook. You've seen it.
Hey, you going around the subject, man.
I ain't going around nothing. He just said where he seen it.
We can lock it in for $1,000 tonight. Anytime we're on the property together, anywhere.
Uh-oh.
We can just lock it in tonight. Damn. Anytime we're on the property together, anywhere.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. We got a race. We got a race.
What's your car? Which car you got? With your Camaro?
With my Camaro. Yes.
The red and black with all them clown colors on it?
Huh? Man, I don't know. I got a Camaro, man. I don't know what color it is. It's Camaro.
What year is it? I mean, I didn't know what.
Man,
I didn't know what.
I don't remember, man. Now you on that fuck shit.
Yeah, now you on that fuckery.
Nah, you starting to ask me class car rate shit.
I'm trying to find. The reason why I asked you, I feel like everybody on the phone can understand this, is because it's the same reason why the way I locked in Troy with his cutlass. I told Troy, in your cutlass, you got the back tie all year. Now, if you want to lock in with me, with my car and your car, I need to know what car you're talking about, because I know you got about 10 of them motherfuckers on your page. So I'm not going to lock in with no goddamn any car you show up with. Like, that's just dumb as fuck.
I only got one car, sir. Camaro.
Okay. What's the Camaro? What does it look like?
It's blue.
It's blue?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What year is it?
Man, I don't got a title on my car. I don't know what year that thing is.
All right. Well, I guess we ain't locking in then. You trying to show up with anything.
Hey, I didn't ask you what happened, car you got. What year?
Say what?
I said, I didn't ask you what car you got. What year?
I said, this is what happens when K-Dog just doesn't get on your ass.
No, I ain't worried about K-Dog. I fuck K-Dog up, too.
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything.
Mm. 4-9-5-9-1-1. Your mic open.
I ain't on the mic. I mean, I ain't trying to get on that JP.
Oh, I.
Hey, man. Now, what car you were talking? Hold on, what car you were talking about, Joe? When you said anytime y'all on the same property, you're gonna run it. What car? What come out? You talking about then?
I thought he had that. It's like a 70, late 70, maybe an early 80 model, with like black red, like some scribble shit on the side, and like some graphics.
No, man, I wrecked that thing last year. That car been gone. I wrecked that thing last year.
Oh, I know you wrecked it. My bad. That's the last I remember you having.
I think it's a 91. It's just same car, just 91 model. Well, I think it's a little heavier, too, because it's a 91 model.
I mean.
So it's an IROC body style?
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
He waiting on his text to come back. He waiting on the text.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Waiting on the text to come back. Okay, yeah, waiting on the text.
I gotta wait on the text to come back.
Oh, well, you got quiet there. You got quiet. So he waiting on the text.
We're waiting on.
I mean,
but the other day, you didn't ask me what car or nothing. You had a lot of confidence on Facebook. Now you ain't got the confidence.
He did.
Trying to figure out the confidence.
<you're not> He's real strong on Facebook. He's real strong on Facebook.
You know what, Richard? Somebody this blue with the white stripes. That's your car?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Fuck it. You want to lock your head down anytime we're on the same property, then cool.
Oh, shit.
Head up. With my car. Which not even look like this motherfucker here, boy. This motherfucker like this, but he's running with JJ. I don't give a fuck. Stop glass ass car.
Tonight.
Is that a lot, Richard?
We are going to witness the most.
I said, is that a lot?
Too early, JP. Too early.
You gotta ask me. Hell, I'm the one that brought it up. That's a lot.
I bet it's a lot. Anytime we'll the same problem.
You can do is post me your schedule for this year. That's all I need you to do. Post me your schedule for this year.
Post you my schedule?
Hell yeah. That's all I need.
Well, soon as I get my car back, I'll send you an email.
You gonna send him a picture of it running?
Yeah. I said, I don't go fuck. I go live on Facebook.
You gonna tag your name in it or what?
I can.
No,
you don't gonna scare me.
You want to see it? You want to see it?
He ain't hood to hood. He'll see it. But shit, I call JP somebody. Somebody know I get in touch with him. I let you know.
So what if Richard on the property. Oh, just say Richard on the property, right? And you come in and leave out.
I come in and leave out.
Yeah, you come in the track and you leave out. You going to pay the man or?
Did he come to me talking about racing?
Well,
I mean, he missed me.
Oh, so he missed me. So if he don't catch you, leave out,
miss
it's dead wood.
If I miss him, I mean, shit. If I miss him, I miss him.
Okay.
But the chance, I mean, it's high. I tell you what, man, I'm sick of y'all. It's high. I let him. He can determine the steps. I personally don't give a shit.
Oh,
there ain't no steps in my race. We just don't race. Shit, I ain't got no steps. Shit.
So if we on the same property, don't race then, whatever.
If we on the same property, if I don't race for you, don't race. Somebody got to pay you fucking $1,000. Somebody got to pay. Cause I can tell you, I'm gonna be coming to Dallas. I ain't gonna wait for you to come down here. That's why I said you need to post your schedule. I'm gonna come sit over there in the corner. I'm gonna be like that hoe that needs that $5 bill. Uh oh.
That's fine. You bring a small talk car, bro.
The only place you'll probably be safe in Dallas is Yellow Belly.
Uh oh. I know he ain't going to Yellow Belly with his car.
Yes, I'll call the elevator car. Don't bother me. That lets you know how out of line I am. But I
tell you what,
don't bother me.
Do not go to. Hey, you got to go to more than one track this year. You can't go to all Yellow Belly events and think that man gonna chase you over there.
Man, he said he want my schedule. I mean, he come where I come, don't he?
Nah, not if you don't want to. You ain't got to, man.
Hey, fuck.
Then he might follow your little Yellow Belly. He might want you just that bad. I don't know. Let me
he ain't gonna do it. He already said he ain't gonna do it. He's not kind of nuts.
Oh, so you trying to threaten the man to go to Yellow Belly?
I ain't threatening shit.
You said
he
ain't gonna have
a nuts. I just said he ain't got some kind of nuts.
Oh.
He ain't got some kind of nuts.
My shit ain't that slow. It don't belong.
Mine, well, no.
It don't belong.
Hey, mine is.
I ain't ashamed
to be slow. Man, everybody got to start somewhere. Ain't no wrong being slow. Slow and steady. I keep my winning record.
Man, that goddamn email gonna say Yellow Belly. For life. Just so I can read this. For life, man.
Man, Joel hit Richard with that deep, with that Dallas tip. Somebody don't want to race him. They said, I race here. God damn. Boy, that's cold blooded, huh, boy? That shit used to be funny, boy. People beat on their chest. And somebody be like, well, lock it in. And they get right to the end. Somebody say, well, yeah, we'll do it in Yellow Belly.
You're goddamn right, boy. Going right on over there. See how bad you really want to do that ass cutting.
Yeah. But the bad thing is we used to run through Outlaw 10-5 there.
Yeah, but you ain't on no big ass slick no more either. Take that small car over there in Yellow Belly. See how bad you are.
Oh, but my shit fit big tire, small tire, whatever it want on. Wheelie bars, no wheelie bars. I can put it all on my shit.
That's good. I'm glad you got a universal car.
Hey, I got another question tonight. I see, and this would be good for the racers too to kind of figure out how is it possible to make it happen. So I see Coach had made a post, and I see Alicat made a post about like the backhand boards and the size, the 4A4s and all that. What would make the median point of people that still race on slick versus the ones that went to racing? How will we ever solve that problem, like, as far as trying to get, you know, like, get on the same accord to be able to race?
Say that again. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Okay,
say that
like
again,
like I seen it. I think there's some interest, like some of the OG big cars, you know, coming back out. But you know, like the new age racing, so to speak, everybody on radio. But you know, like a lot of the other cars is still on slick. So like, what? How can it be like a median point to still get all them people to race, but you know, the ones that necessarily don't want to go to radio, or then the ones that don't want to stay on slick? Like, do you think it'll be a way to ever get everybody to cross back over to one or the other to be able to do
that
racing?
Hell no. I personally don't. Because one, see, the thing about it is most of the guys on slicks ain't never been on no radio. You know what I'm saying? And then most of the guys on radio done came from slick, and they see the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know what I'm saying? You gonna eat McDonald's or you gonna eat Steak and Shake? You know, once you go to Steak and Shake, you ain't going back to McDonald's.
You know, right?
No, yeah, I think the opposite. I mean, I definitely, like I put on there, I'd be interested in going in doing an event with like a year event with slicks in that class. Man, if you ever ran that class back in the day, there is no class that to me compares to Outlaw 10 class. No. That's just my opinion.
I agree with that. But you said you'd be willing to do that class. You would do that class with the same car, or you would do it with another car?
I just put my car up for a slick. It ain't that hard to change.
Damn, it's like a lot of background. What the fuck?
Yeah, because it's like I noticed a lot of that be a lot of deal breakers. Like you would see a car be like, you know, they'll want to race or vice versa or whatever, but one to be on sleep and one be on radio. And I mean, I had that happen like in my race, which, of course, majority of the cars on radio, so that's what we prep for. But, you know, I had, like, when people come on seats, like, oh, man, I can't get down the track and this and that, you know. But I just see that, you know, like you got a few cars still left on slicks. I mean, for whatever reason, they don't go radio. But it seems like it's a lot of good action, but it's just two different area codes as far as on the tire, like, you know, tire preference.
I don't know. I think
Charles of racing, you know, radio racing is small tire, and the, you know, back half racing like that is usually a bigger tire. You know what I mean? Like a 33-10-5W or something like that.
Right.
You know, you just have to need to prep up, because I think what they were talking about is basically having like a class that's pretty much a slick class, or I mean, if you're going to run a radio class like that, then you might as well call it small tire. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be the same.
Right.
Because, I mean, regardless of small tire.
Right. So is the 315, I mean, they consider that a big tire? It was on the radio?
That is a big tire. It's a big tire radio.
No, see, that's
right,
where I disagree. When you go to
okay.
Race Ducks Race, what is it called? Small tire racing. Where did 315 come from? It come from small tire. I mean, the only people that changed it to a big tire was grudge racing and then stuff like that. And radio racing is still considered a small tire. 315 is a small tire. I mean, if you look at it, small tire. If you listen to Duck, it's small tire racing, period. 315 was just a design of a bigger tire than a 28. And if you call Mickey Thompson and ask him which tire is superior, they say, they tell you they've got more data on a 275 because more people run 275.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Now, have 275.
But how is a 315 considered a small tire, but it's a wider tire, taller wall, and you put it on a 15-inch rim?
Well, you got a small tire that's 29-10-5W. That's still a small tire. It's taller than a 28. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I've always known 29.5W in a three.
Is it 29.5W? Is that a small tire?
Is it not a small tire?
Yeah.
I've always been told it's considered a big tire.
Nah, in any kind of racing, even like
I think it's considered a small tire. Like you say, I think just people just grudged it. Like, oh, I'm on 28, so get on 28. Cause I know like big tires, they be talking about them 33, 32s, and all the, you know, the
right.
big tires. Like a 33.5W. You know, something like that.
Technically speaking, what's the smallest big tire?
I would think a 30-inch tire or a 31. I mean, that's, you know, just my opinion, but I don't know anybody that runs that small of a big tire. You know what I mean? Most of them go to 33.5.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I only had one big tire car. And it had, I think it had 33 or some shit on it, but it wasn't a big deal.
You know, and back in the day, there was Outlaw 10.5 and there was True 10.5. True 10.5 was a 29.5W or smaller. Outlaw 10.5 was a 33.5 or bigger. You see what I'm saying? So the True 10.5 was considered small tire. Outlaw 10.5 was considered big tire.
I got you.
And when a 315 came out before a 275, and a 315 was considered small tire radio races before the 275 ever came out. 315 was the first tire. So it didn't change until Buzz Racing changed it, and then
I see what you're saying. That's just like now the 235 getting popular. So if somebody was to say, "Oh, 275 ain't a small tire no more," because 235 is. And it just kind of keeps, trickling down
got you. Just like back in the day, there used to be a 9-inch tire class. And then everybody calling it a 9-inch tire was a true small tire, you know. So it's just a matter of you really never had the issue even in grudge racing until no prep. And everybody and no prep started running the classes with a 28-inch tire. Then it became
specified tire.
Yeah, I mean before no prep started pushing the 28-inch tire a lot. You know, they said it wasn't legal for one of the 28. So I mean that's where it all originated. But the original 315 was a small tire. I mean, in radio racing as far as class, it's still considered a small tire. I mean it's called the small tire racing.
Right. Gotcha. So then, I got another question. I loaded with that question. So when people say you got a 4A4 or 5-inch sports base right now, I know in dirt tracks, you know, they take their motors apart and check them and all that. In them classes, how do you know if that person's still a true 4A4 or 530? Is it specific blocks that y'all can...
Heads and intake. How wide the block is.
Okay.
I mean, you, if you know what you're looking at, you walk up and tell a 5-inch from a 4.84.
Okay.
Right. It is getting hard to tell, but a 4.84 is basically a stock bore space big block.
Yeah, because if you start looking, like if you look at Taylor's 4.84, the new one, you know. Goes up to 600. It looks like a 5-inch motor on it. I mean, it got some serious heads on there. But if you look at the bottom part of the block, you can tell it's actually a 4.84. But if you look at the heads and intake, they look a lot bigger. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So I mean, it's getting a lot harder to tell. Then the next way you can do it is if you could, you know, like they do. You know, some 5-inches they pump them. You can pump them and tell how big they are too.
Yeah, you can pump. Yeah, you can pump them and get a cubic inch. You can pump them and get a cubic inch out of them. But a lot of people don't know shit about pumping, and you see even fewer people who got their pump with them at a track. They know how to do the calculations.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I see. Yeah, cause like I said, I know dirt track people, you know, they do the little teardown thing and all that if they claim they molder and all that. But I said, shit, I don't see nobody in Grudge Racing doing no stuff like that. So I just wondering how could they tell, you know, like if a
that would more so, that would more so be on a class side.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to think of then a lot of people don't even like showing their motor, but I guess if you're in that class, you ain't got no choice.
Yeah, if you're in a class, and whoever the president or whoever over it, whoever the speaking person or whatever, comes
guy.
To, hey, you know, we got to,
so
you got a tech guy,
like
basically.
Class racing, the tech guy that takes all that shit. You know what I mean?
Okay, gotcha.
You know, like pill sizes, weight, I mean, rules, that's all through the tech guy. You know, if it's a 484, like in Georgia, they got the 484 class. So John will take everything and check all that shit to make sure you're 484.
Gotcha. Okay.
A 484 can only go up to a certain cubic inch, isn't that right?
What's that?
I said a 484, it'll only go up to a certain cubic inch, right? Or no?
Well, man, yeah, but it's changing. I mean, like right now, you can go 600 and, you know, 624, 600 something inch on a 484, I'm thinking. I mean, I don't know the exact number. You can go bigger than you used to be able to because of the blocks.
Right.
You know.
So basically, anything that's like 700 inch or bigger will be considered a 5-inch motor?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing. But I don't think you might be able to go that big on a 484, but I don't think. I've never heard of that. Goddamn, they got 500 inch small blocks. Anything possible, I guess.
Yeah, they got 600 inch small blocks.
But
I was reading some shit on NHL for the NHRA. I mean, I know it don't really matter, but I was reading shit on NHRA, and they were saying no matter what, anything over 445 cubic inches is not considered a small block. It was like 445 or 448, something like that. But anything, basically say 450 and down, or 450 and up is considered, you know, it's not considered a small block no more in their standards.
Rules.
I ain't never understood how you take a small block and stretch that bitch out to 600 inch either.
You got the pistons rubbing up against each other.
So they
okay,
show that motherfucker fight each other.
Yeah. So when they stiffen small block, big block, it don't matter about cubic inch. If he got a small block water pump on it, then that's okay? Or that's just one of them things where you just grudge race and you don't want to turn the class race. Cause, you know, I'm just, you know, just say like you get them people that got them big-ass small block, and they be like, man, I got, you know, you see it all the time. I got a small block. And, I mean, you got
right.
This dude that might got a 512. Big block, but man, it don't stand a chance. Well, I should like somebody said earlier, anything can happen, but
it all goes back to money. You can have a motherfucker with a 500 inch small block and a 500 inch big block. I asked this question like 4 or 5 years ago on Facebook. If you got a 500 inch small block, back whenever the whole stiffing small block shit was a big thing.
Right,
if you got
right,
a 500
right,
inch
right.
small block and a 500 inch big block, and everything around the car was built the same weight, same everything else, same horsepower. Which one is faster? Which one wins? And people try to say that, you know, there's no replacement for displacement, and you know all that shit. If you can put them down.
It's 500 cubic inches versus 500 cubic inches. It don't matter if it's
right.
a small block or a big block. It don't care. The motor don't care. The motor don't know that it's a big block or a small block. It's just 500 cubic inches, you know.
What about the weight?
No, that's why I said everything else is the same.
Both cars weighing the same.
But
yeah, the motor's not going to weigh the same.
That monoblock going to be billet or aluminum or whatever, versus on that big block. Well, they do got aluminum. They do got aluminum big block.
You can have aluminum big block. It's just like right now, the LSX small block, which everybody knows LS is small blocks. The LSX blocks are heavier than dark big blocks.
Okay, so now let me ask you that, since you bring that up. LSX 454. I know you said LSX, but I'm just saying small block, but it's cubic inch 454.
I know, but like I said a while ago, if you look at it, I forgot where I seen that, but NHRA got it in their shit to where anything that's, I want to say it was 445 cubic inches is not considered a small block no more.
No. I get that, but I'm just saying, like, if somebody say, well, I got a LS, they say, well, I mean, I'm just saying, you got 454 LS, big block. I mean, you ain't going to let nobody tell you, you got a big block because it's a 454. Or it's a big LS or whatever, you know. Or like some of them, the one that go, you know, they got that block that, you know, 500 cubic inch.
The next, the LS next, the LSR and all that shit.
Right.
Well, see, that's the reason why I always said that skipping small block, big block shit was, in my opinion, weak because. A small, we all see it all the time. A small block can outrun a big block if it's the right small block, and if it's the wrong and if it's wrong big block. You know what I'm saying? So the term really don't matter.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like it used to be a big deal. A 5-inch motor will kill a 484 motor. But now, just like he was just saying, now it's getting hard to tell. And now the right 484 will fuck up a 5-inch motor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it really all boils back down to money. And that's the reason why a lot of motherfuckers try to skip you small block to small block, because they already know they got, you know, small block, they're going to dump $80,000 in compared to the next man might got a big block. It's a $20 big block.
So where do they come outside of a person wanting a grudge race or a person just wanting something soft?
That's why it should just be, you got to be able to goddamn, in my opinion, I ain't going to for nobody else, but in my opinion, that's why I don't even skip parts. I feel like if I watch you, I feel like I can get there, we can race. I don't give a shit what you got on your hood, your transmission, your tire size, all the fuck, turbo, nitrous,
right.
Pro charger, whatever, stick shift, automatic. If I feel like I can get there with you, then I'll race you. But that's skipping shit. That's one. It's class racing, in my opinion. I mean, here, come out of the grudge race. I didn't build my car to race another motherfucker just like my car. I build my car to my liking,
right,
like everybody else does. Now, if you build your car for a certain class, then stick to that class. But don't bring that class into grudge race.
Right.
Interesting. I guess at some point, though, I think at some point everybody, well, I ain't going to say this, because I've been saying some people, they don't give a damn, they just want to race. I've been saying it seems like at some point everybody, you can kind of say they want something soft, but so to speak, because like you say, if I feel like I can get there, I'll race you. But how many people want to for sure race versus I don't know race? Like, how many people can honestly say, man,
how many people want to for sure win? Right. How many people want to for sure win opposed to just saying, I just want to get out here and compete?
Right. Because, I mean, the first thing, like, I see some people, like, no cap, I see some people, a light-ass car, and go, okay, yeah, boom, I won, brag, blah, 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 blah. But then the other car that's lighter than your car, all of a sudden, oh, man, I got this heavy-ass car. But you just raced another car that was 10 times lighter than that car. So it's almost like that's a scapegoat for you to just
Well, I'm not 100% sure I can get there with you, so I ain't gonna try you. But I'm gonna just be like, oh, my car too heavy, or
they still come up with excuses.
Right.
Excuses, reason why they can't win. That's where those tips come from.
Right, but then it's kind of like a catch-22 because when you say, a lot of times you say grudge racing, you want to get to the cash and beat your man for that money. So, of course, if it's something you want to do, that's like working smarter, not harder. You see what I'm saying? So where do you draw the line to say, I ain't going to have 100 hard grudge races, or I can win 50 times and get to the money? So, like, it's kind of like, it should kind of be a toss-up, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's more so
I could be wrong, but I ain't never heard nobody say, I had 20 hard toss-up races. I didn't know it could go either way. You know,
but you do hear
races,
people say,
somebody who got out of line and you got under their skin enough to make them race.
But you do hear people say, you know, I want to race you at your best, or I want to race you at, you know, I don't want no easy wins or this, that, there, whatever. At the same time, you got other people that be like, you know, I race you. Take that back. You got some people that lay dead and only want to race people whenever they see they have a problem.
Right.
So I feel like it's more up to
if you're racing
for money or you racing for the fun of it.
But that's what I'm saying. So as far as grudge racing, where do the honor come in as far as, like I remember Troy say, I don't give a damn how much, well, in certain cases, how much you race for. If I want you, I want you. Like, that's grudge racing. You ain't necessarily matter what he got, however, whatever, all that. But then you got some people that, well, goddamn, I went 200-0, they chasing wins. It probably ain't necessarily a grudge race, but just because you race for money and no, however you want to try to dress it up, you chasing wins. So it's like I'm just saying, at what point do you just say, okay, man, is it just racing or is it really truly grudge racing? Because like it's like it got so many different avenues and openings, and you know what I'm saying. Different.
Okay, that just depends on.
You know, like I hear some people say. You know, I hear some people say like the caliber of race. You know, you got to race somebody with a name or whatever. And then there's some people say, well, it matter about. I'm just saying, like in general. So where, you know. Like, do you grudge race? Because they just say, like, for example, like I'm gonna just use like you and Marcus for example. You know, they'll say, okay. He raced Slim, they raced, you know, whoever they raced. They were like, but man, everybody knows, I ain't saying he weak, but it was a good race. People were actually betting against y'all. But people were like, man, everybody knows Slim weak. So even though y'all grudge race for some money and people bet against y'all, just because it's Slim, it's like that damn near take y'all credibility. Not,
that diminishes,
not your
yeah,
win
that,
away, but it's like
that
wasn't like
that diminishes that's basically what it do. It takes the credibility away from the race. Just because you didn't race a popular, we ain't gonna say well known. We just gonna say our caliber car. We gonna say a popular car type shit.
Right.
Cause
and the reason I'm trying to bring that up because I know they do that bullshit a lot at rim. Yeah, and I'm not comparing this racing to rim racing, but they do that shit a lot there, which I know that ain't even a comparison. But certain people won't even race you. Like I used John Boy back in the day, his example. You know, I mean, he with them now, or, you know, he raced with them now. But, like, back in the day, when he could have beat Don't Master, at one point, they ran from him because he wasn't, I guess, one of them. He wasn't in the limelight or whatever you want to call it. And it's like they pick and choose their races based off popularity. Like, but now, if I'm just a regular old backyard-ass dude and I can really beat you, you ain't going to really race me because you worry about me, like you say, diminishing your name or whatever you want to call this shit. So you'll dance around and do all that bullshit.
But
yeah,
then eventually I get a name for myself. Now all of a sudden you want to race me or do all that, you know, shit.
But see, that type of racer, in my opinion, that type of racer is not, they not in racing for the fun or the love of the sport. They in it just for popularity and likes.
Damn, I got my key.
Because with me, the way I race, you know, say of course you ain't trying to be out here losing money. But if I see somebody want to race, I'm going to try to race them. I don't give a fuck if they're a name person or no name person. He's like Richard Jackson. You know what I'm saying? I always thought Richard Jackson was a black dude. To be honest with you, I ain't never known he's a motherfucking white dude. but I don't see this car. You know, I seen that the car that he claimed he wrecked. I don't see that motherfucker 10 times. And that's why I said I wasn't scared of him. Now I kind of put my foot in my mouth, and he got this whole other pro-mile looking motherfucker. But you think I'm finna bag down now? No.
Right. So basically, you did like I pretty much did with Jakor. Type shit, open up a can of worms, and then motherfucker build his car, and you done talk so much shit. Now people telling you, you out of line, you crazy. But at the end of the day, you a racer. So you don't care. That's just like me. I got a whole different caliber of car, but I mean, when I first met him, I talked that shit, so I got to live with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people probably you out of line.
Shit, people gonna say
like,
I'm out of line.
People gonna say
I'm out of line when I run Richard Jackson too. You know how
what?
My car is. You see what the fuck he got? I'm way out of line, but that ain't gonna stop me from racing.
Right. I mean, because one man got to win, one man got to lose.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. This motherfucker started talking shit like his shit don't stink.
That's how I look at it. But then, just say, and I'm just saying, for example, like small talk. You hear people, man, you out of line. Well, you shouldn't have raised him. That was dumb. So it, that's why I say it. Where does the point come of? Is y'all racing just because y'all want something soft, or y'all really racing to, you know?
Well, some of that comes from if you can race the wrong person and they fuck up some other races that you got. You kind of got to race some motherfuckers in a certain order. If you're just trying to stay keep action, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, for example,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
But see, but hold on. Stop what you said. Listen, that's why I'm getting it. Listen to what you said. You say you got to race certain people first because you don't want your action. But right there, you basically saying you know. You got certain people covered, but you got to hold off because if you race a certain person first,
no,
the other people
ain't
gonna race
you. That ain't necessarily saying you got certain people covered. That ain't necessarily saying you got certain people covered. You could be out there just taking a chance. You know what I'm saying? Or like we all know throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? Everybody progresses as far as getting faster. 90% of us, you know, saying
right.
Get faster every year. You know what I'm saying? So. Just listen. I'm gonna use you. I'm gonna use Corey, and I'm gonna use Dallas, right? I got a cheap out of it, and I'm gonna say, you know what I'm saying? I really want to run to Corey because you know what I'm saying. Me and him been talking shit with each other, type shit. But I know I can't get there yet, so I'm gonna try you first.
Right.
I know you want to run it, or I might watch y'all two race and then run race the slower one because I can't really judge cars. I can look at his car and tell the motherfucker it might be fast type shit, but. You know, it's just, I mean, it ain't necessarily saying you got to run a slower car first. If you don't know no better, you don't know no better.
Right, right.
So, it's just like, if you jump out there and run first for day in your car, if you put your car in a drag pack and you run first for day and beat it, you think your car going to run you then?
You say, what's that there? Hold on. I'm getting the goddamn truck. All right, what's that now?
I say, it's just like, for example, if you put your car in a drag pack, you uncap that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You are open handles. And then you go out there and run first 48 and beat him. You think Jakor going to jump up there and race you then?
She ain't got no truck. I think he will because it's me, but... That's just because like, me and him kind of got that same mentality as far as we go race regardless, but your average person wouldn't want to race me no more.
Right. And you could be not done nothing to your car other than just took the exhaust off and put a drag pack on. And it might have sped you up a few hundreds. You know what I'm saying? It ain't necessarily saying your car was just faster. Just, you know what I'm saying? First Ford, they might have fucked up.
Well, that's just like Nick. That's just like Nick. You know, when him and First Ford, they went back and forth. And, he, you know, Ford, they did the wheelie and, you know, and beat him. And, you know, did Nick come back and beat him? But, I mean, I'm just, and I could be wrong. I mean, I think, I feel like in Dallas, too, we all know that, you know, Ford got away with that one. But, you know, because I know Nick been trying to race him again and again, and it was kind of like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm going to be real with it. I mean, I'm going to bet with Dallas till I'm blue. I bet with my heart. That's why I don't bet a lot of money, because I'd be broke. I'd get fucked up. But, I mean, I just feel like if they knew they could, you know, had a probably a better chance, they would have done, you know, done raced them again. And then, like, you know, of course, that was a shootout or what, a test hit or whatever, you know, they were doing. But it's just one of them things, like, you know, it just gets tricky because that's just kind of like, you know, picking certain cars to race. Like, you see one person beat a certain car, you like, oh, man, I can't fuck with him, and I'm gonna leave him alone, you know. And like I say, some people just don't give a damn. They just go race regardless. They don't care. It is what it is, you know. But I just think sometimes, like, when you make a name, I think sometimes when you get up at that caliber and you make a name for yourself, that's just like Trouble Charge. Like, he'll tell you, he feel like, man, my cousin's not that fast as people think it is. But since it's him and he known for having his Camaro and all that, like, people instantly, you know, fear that street car. You know, they be, oh, man, he took the motor out of the Camaro and put it in there. I mean, just crazy shit just because it's him. But, like, right. You know, to a certain extent, once you make a name for yourself, just like even with you. I mean, I don't know what you got in your car, but, you know, when you went from running seven modes and then knocking people off, then people start humming, oh, he went big block forward and he did this and he did, you know what I'm saying? So now,
right.
So, and then you know, you go play devil's advocate, you will be like, they be like, well, let me see. You be like, no, you know you got whatever they want to see, but you just fuck with them and say, nah, you ain't seeing shit. So, you right. know what I mean? It almost comes to a point like sometimes with grid right, it can be tricky because it's like sometimes you can talk your way out of shit and you can talk your way into shit.
Right. You know, it's funny you say that. We doing the same shit I did with my car. I ran Selmo 650-60 for the longest. And on prep
right.
track, ain't
and
no prep track.
With
shit. Yeah, and then we did it then. When I started grud racing, we started the same thing with Marcus car. Now that we just started, you know, a little bit of shootout grud racing with Marcus car, while we hearing we got a big block in the car now.
that's what I'm saying. And just like, people want, I don't know. I mean, and it's all fun and game. I mean, it's all cool. It just gets crazy, like, to the level extent of what people go to either, like, try to be right or try to prove somebody wrong or play possum or whatever you want to call
right.
it, you know.
Right. Because, nigga, Slim came over after we fucked him up. He came over and sit on the trailer. And four up and down that we had a big block in that motherfucker. Goddamn
right.
me! If you go back and listen to that lame ass video that what's the nigga name? Brody.
Yeah.
They talk about me or whatever. Talk about how to put my big block forward in Marcus car. That's the reason why he's running so good now. I'm like, what are these niggas here? But they will come up with some shit. Like, who the fuck gonna go through all that trouble just to try to speed up a little bit? I'm not.
Yeah.
I got the kind of time and money to be doing switching all that shit around.
But yeah,
motherfucker, make up a rumor about you real quick. Just to make their loss seem better.
Right. But see, but then that's what I was asking Nick and Troy earlier. Like, at some point, does it? It got to become irritating where somebody won't race you just based off your name, you know, or
you got
to like,
get a line,
or
you got to get a line to race. Right.
Right. But it's hard to say because it's like, it's almost hard to slow down the car. Like, I used to ask a lot of people a lot of time, like Pandora and Brown Sugar, back in the day when they was going at it in the cars of their caliber, and then, you know, that car goes so fast, and then all of a sudden the person say, man, I don't woo-woo no more. I'm finna run sell modes. It's like the average person ain't going to believe that. They're going to be like, oh, they just trying to say that shit to get a race or, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, it was the same thing with No League. Like I said, I think last
week before that. That's what I'm saying. So it's crazy. It's like you damn near got to sell the car and change the whole identity just, you know, for a car to get a race. Or, right.
Yeah.
Get his number already.
Huh? What happened? You talking about me and you don't want her talking.
Oh, again? Damn, we're going to have to tell JP. We're going to have to change this to a Dallas show.
Yeah, we're talking
y'all Houston people. Y'all go to sleep early.
Motherfucker got curfews down there. But now it's just like we're going through the same thing right now with blacks. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know where the car came from. You know what I'm saying? But they swear that's venom. I had to correct about 100 different motherfuckers when we first brought that car out. Oh, y'all got venom. Y'all got venom. No, this ain't venom. It's a roller. You know what I'm saying? A whole different drivetrain, this motherfucker. It ain't got nothing that it had in it. Huh?
Well, which one is that?
How you doing?
As far as what?
What are you talking about?
The black Mustang?
You
throw them in there.
All right. Yeah. The venom. The one that
wrote it. Oh,
dang. You say what?
Y'all racing that car?
Who owns
that car now?
My cousin got it.
Oh. Is he racing?
See, we brought it out. Yeah, we brought it out last year. It's a Mexican.
Oh.
Yeah, see, we brought it out last year. Oh. Like in the middle of the year or some shit like that, like May, June, somewhere like that. And we was testing it, trying to get it all figured out because it was all new. You know, I knew everything. We didn't, you know what I'm saying? We didn't buy the bitch turnkey. So it was, I knew everything.
Right.
And then once we did start trying to, you know what I'm saying, get some action with it, didn't nobody want to run it because of where it came from and what it was. And that's why I told him when he first bought it, motherfucker, I said, hey, Nick, if you're going to buy this car, you should paint it, change something on it. I like the way it looks. And now he sees the repercussions of it. So either he got to get faster, or he just ain't gonna get over. He got to race out of line.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all gonna bring it to Evadale?
I want to, but hell, he being lazy. He being lazy. He ain't doing shit. So.
Man, tell him. If he brings it, we'll play around.
With what, the bet?
Yeah.
I'll get black for the back tires.
Uh-oh.
I'll get black skin the back tires.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Vega.
David.
Uh-oh. Vega.
I can't hear you.
He said Vega. Vega. Vega.
This is Vega.
Francisco?
Yeah.
Man, if you don't go back to sleep. I'm gonna take your ass right back to sleep, man. I'm gonna play with you.
All right, I'll just keep it in the garage then.
I mean, you can come out and run. Take break even there, Francisco.
Man, that's
goddamn. Now, Joel, I'm finna pull a U on you now, Joel. Why the hell y'all finna run? Goddamn 5 hours away and y'all stay goddamn 30 minutes apart.
No. I didn't say we were gonna run into Evadale. He said he gonna keep it in the garage. I said instead of him keeping it in the garage, bring it to Evadale.
Okay. I'm gonna say that's crazy.
That makes zero sense. You gonna drive 5 hours away to race some motherfuckers lit out of the street from you.
No, man,
Francisco said
he'll
leave the car on the ground. He ain't trying to do no racing right now.
But people down there, man, as you did, people do it to go to Florida, though.
You say what?
People do it going to Florida.
That's just because they want to be seen. I would never do that. I ain't no fucking way I'm gonna drive to Florida to race a Texas car.
They race the classes.
No, they grudge race.
Yeah, grudge race.
Who? Silver Dollar Mailbox. Goddamn me, who else? Who smell deal your phone ass?
People out of Alabama do it, all the other states do it, I just don't know. It's, I don't know. But like you said, I mean, I guess at some point you just want to be seen, or it's just, but then
they
want to
race on the big stage. They want,
you know.
Yeah, fuck all that. I don't want to be seen. I care less about being seen.
Let me ask you this, Joe. I know everybody, of course, everybody goes say their hometown. You has the, is the, okay, the surface in Florida, is it like racing?
Your phone breaking up.
Hold on. I got to speak for, hold on. Let me tell you. Okay. The surface in Florida, is it like work racing at home? Like
is
either XRP or motorplay, the surface, the track.
The track? This past year, it wasn't about shit, but I don't know. I feel it's about the same as Texas Motorplex.
Or XRP? Man. Or I mean, I'm just saying, like, is it like racing back home? Or is it better? Or is it like, you know, like, do people go their fastest, or do they turn their car down, or...
I mean, at that event, I feel like people probably run some personal best numbers because, you know, it's just that event. But it ain't no different than when Trigger Man said when they came here last year, they were their personal best with Keisha. You know what I'm saying?
Different conditions
right
there.
Some
people swear from down that track out there is better than any track in Texas, but I don't see it. I don't been on that track.
Man,
I ain't personally raced on that track, but I don't see it.
They say Baytown, you know, is the fastest track in the United States because it's at sea level, you know. But
right.
I like Ennis, you know, Ennis and XRP. But I think Ennis gets stickier. I think Ennis gets stickier than Orlando and XRP.
I do too.
That's just
I left Ennis one night and my fucking the joints in my knees was hurting because I got tired of like just simple fact just started having to pull your shoes. You know what I'm saying? You don't pick your feet up out the glue. You know what I'm saying?
Check this out.
I walked around at the Orlando track a couple years ago, last year and everything, and I ain't never felt that bad. Like, but I know one night at Ennis, I forgot what racing was at. It wasn't. I can't remember exactly what racing was, but when I left when I was driving home, my knees was killing me.
It's probably a D&D race. When I took my car out of the trailer, I got home from that race. I took my car out of the trailer, dude. The front tires were coming apart. They were sticking to the trailer. They're sticking to the trailer floor, and there's chunks of like I think I still got the tire. There was chunks of my tire missing. Like it looked like a rat been chewing on it, you know what I'm saying? But that's how sticky it was. Like the tires were literally coming apart, you know.
Right.
That's what
right.
I say. And it's got some sticky, man.
Yeah.
So do it come some point where a track be too goddamn sticky, and
dude,
it can mess people up.
It can get too gooey. It can get too gooey, but it can't get too sticky.
Yeah.
It can get too sticky for a big
time. If you ain't really
slick.
Got the power, it might slow your car down. Shit, and keep it, you know, if your car's slow enough. But I mean,
yeah.
But I think sometimes I hear people say that like their car went slower in a certain track, but you know, I mean, I don't know. I think
it's
some of that should just be.
There's a lot of variables.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Especially
if
you don't
but as far as, I ain't never personally been on Baytown. I ain't never been to Baytown, but I know Baytown and Ennis is built identical.
Especially if you got a nitrous car, it's going to be slower, you know.
Yeah.
100%.
Motherfucker.
If your name Joe, it's going to be even more slower.
Oh, yep.
I like being slow.
Well, yeah. I fucked myself up on this one. God damn it.
Yeah, I leave that fast expensive shit to you motherfucker. I like being slow.
Mm-hmm.
Turbo boy.
I'm talking to you, Nick.
Huh?
He's talking to you, Nick.
He's talking to me?
Yeah. You got the
$100
shit.
Hey, y'all didn't know me and Cisco were going to race this year, huh?
Bullshit.
I don't know if it's my phone or y'all phone. Y'all shit break up like a motherfucker.
Nah, I'm in the wind. I need the music. I'm in the wind.
It's probably your old Promco phone.
I got out my boss.
You heard what they said, Joe?
I didn't hear because you keep breaking up.
We're going to bet on
he going to raise Nick.
Who's
going
to
raise Nick?
Yep.
Me.
Let's go.
Vega.
Yep. Yeah, we're locked in.
Man, if Vega and Nick race, I'm not betting a damn penny.
Why?
Why not? You're going to be driving my car that damn.
Hell no, I ain't betting shit.
Shit.
Why not?
We'll let you hold the money, Joe.
They go through there like
they go through their bullshit.
What was that Jake and Daniel that year when they both was in the shootout?
Oh, we're gonna race.
Hell no, nothing like that. We're gonna race.
No, we're gonna race some money.
Yeah, all right.
Just because we're homies don't mean we're gonna stop shooting each other. Shit,
we might go to the afterwards, but
you're gonna be eating steaks after that.
Hell yeah. Go topless.
Francisco, you gonna race this year?
Oh yeah.
I see you come out a couple times last year and made some hits, but you didn't race.
My boy's ready. Oh, y'all don't know.
He what?
I fucked off a few big block cars when I was testing.
Oh.
I'll be out this year.
I think you should come out and race. Come to Evildale. That'd be.
Man, that's too close for the border. The Border Patrol's gonna get me.
Well,
I should be at Big Jake's race though.
Oh, you coming to Jake race?
You gonna go?
Yeah.
All right, good shit.
Make some hits and try to get some locked in and race the shootout on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's good shit. I hope to have my car back running. Everything, well, just fucking wrecked and kind of set me back, but I hope to have my car running by Cinco de Mayo. All right, no, I ain't going to make
that. That's Roadie's race?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah, it should be a decent little turnout. But in the meantime, in between time, I keep playing these other cars and driving these other couple cars I got. Well, I ain't got them, but I drive.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Joe.
I want you to bring Christine back out, man. Quit bullshitting.
Man, for what?
Fucking gap it.
Because I like that car. One of my favorite cars, man.
No, she's coming. She's coming. I'm going to try to have her ready for Jake's, but if it don't happen, I'm not going to rush nothing, man.
No, no.
Yeah.
I just always liked that motherfucker.
Yeah, I like it too, man. It's a cool car. Probably one of my favorite ones.
Once I get my money right, I gotta get some of your heads.
Wait, son. Who's that?
It's like JP done woke up. It's all this bullshit.
Yeah, he done taking a nap.
Yeah, he done woke up.
Nah, he was cooking that gumbo.
Yeah.
But Nick, once I get my car back running, I'm gonna probably try to get some of your heads from me, bro. For real, for real.
You don't want none of that junk. They're not
the
nitrous car.
I don't have a nitrous car. I got a turbo car.
Oh. See, I
you ain't
already
getting that more right,
though.
Huh? You say what?
I wouldn't raise nitrous cars either after first 48 drug your ass.
Yeah, I know. Still got nightmares on that shit. I ain't gonna lie, man. I was watching that motherfucker do a wheel the whole goddamn way down. I was trying to keep my car straight. I was looking over. I thought that motherfucker was some cat ass.
You should have took a selfie.
I should have. I'm going so fucking slow. Shit, I had time.
You should have turned on the turbo.
Yeah. This didn't want to turn on that light.
Hi,
you know where it ended up
being? Get out of here.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
What is that?
Huh? I said. It ended up being my fucking blow-off valve. That bitch was leaking the whole fucking way down. Hi, JP.
Hi, fellas. We'll do it again next week. Shit.
Hi, JP.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother fell a bee. The greatest man alive. But now I'm a man. I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey. We're having lots of fun.